Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel nice, I should have responded. I feel nice, I should have responded. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around. Just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take race. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Happy feeling, yeah.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll Welcome to the Ron Reck Show, live on BTR. How's everybody doing tonight? This is your host, Ron Reck. Wow, what a day. Beautiful day in the Midwest. Not too bad. Weather was good. No tornadoes to report about. Golf dogs are waiting for the mothership, not the land. Yeah, the UFO challenge. Anyway, hey, you know me, I'm crazy. But that's besides the point. So all you guys, if you're here, you're crazy. You're out of your mind for being here. Anyway, I have to go and drag in my co-host. You know her, man. You know, the most beautiful, sexiest thing on BTR. And I'm glad to have her for my co-host. Antoinette from Delaware. Antoinette.
Hello, Ron. I don't know about the most beautiful, sexiest, and all of that. I'm just Antoinette, okay?
Antoinette. I'm just trying to show you off. That's all I'm trying to do. I don't mean no harm.
Well, thank you, but I'm just plain old Antoinette.
Plain old Antoinette.
Plain old Antoinette.
No cassette deck. No CD player.
I have a CD player.
No power brakes. No power windows.
Oh, see now. Okay, now, look. Yes, power steering, power brakes,
you know
all
what?
Of that.
That is the new thing. That's it. I have done completely killed the racial thing. Period.
Okay, and how did you manage
the
that?
The new color. The new color, plain.
Plain?
Did you see going to the paint store? Yes, I'm looking for the color, plain. Plain.
Okay, look in the mirror. That's plain.
That's plain. Now, if I look in the mirror, it's something more than plain, but, you know, we'd start there.
Well, I mean, unless you have facial hair or something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, other than that,
yeah.
I mean, what's plain? Beige? Tan?
No, there is no such thing as plain. It's not a color. But we're all plain.
Right.
It's all of us. We're all just plain. That's it. We're just plain. There is no color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
there
see,
you go.
White is, how many people are actually white, white? There is no white, white people. I mean,
no,
white,
no.
The color white, right. There is, mm-hmm. I mean, that's an albino.
Yeah, but I don't think that's got anything to do, I don't know. I know the hair is white.
Yeah, their skin is very, very
yeah,
white.
Pink eyes or some crazy thing like that, too. Like albino catfish.
Yeah.
You're all white. You know, like catfish. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's, you know,
I want some
plain.
Fish. I've been wanting fish, but I'm scared to eat it.
Really?
But I've been wanting to fry some fish for some long. I just want some fish. And
man,
it's been so long since I had fish now.
Want me to go fishing?
No, I haven't. Reactionary.
Do you have
a what? Have I ever seen a native Minnesotan in the spring? No, I haven't.
I think I need oil.
Fish belly white? Okay. Well, then I take that back then. I honestly and truly just did not know. The only thing I could think of was people I could think of were albinos. But I'm sorry, so I hope I didn't offend anyone.
No, we don't.
I mean, I just truly don't know.
Occasionally I do, but not all the time.
Pardon me?
I offend people?
Yeah.
I don't usually do that, but I have been known to do so. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, I have too. I'm not proud of that, but
not you.
Well, I've been accused of it.
We just tried to keep
especially
them
on Blog Talk.
On this radio station. We tried to keep off on this radio station. Fraud line.
But Golf Dog asks, is this the UFO chat line? So
yes,
I told him. You never know. If they call, I guess they'll get through and they can talk. Oh, Ron did address that.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, okay. Reactionary said they like to call it Library Tan.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the hook out there for him. Here it is, man. You know, I don't see where the trolls
are. Where
are
the trolls? Golf. Yes, where are the trolls?
Yeah,
like the trolls.
Yeah. I think they're funny. Really, they make the show sometimes, you know.
You know, the only thing, if you want the trolls, the only thing you got to do is just make it a racial topic and they'll be here.
Well, I don't want to do that because I don't dig that shit.
Well, that's how you get the trolls. They love stuff like that.
Nah. I just let them come after. If you say their names three times, they might come. Trolls, I don't know.
Somebody did that one night. Remember, and here they came, a whole flood of them.
All facts. That was all facts.
No, that was Michael Hood.
Yes.
Michael Hood did that.
Yeah, well, it was all cracking on Perry's show and that shit. And we was talking about
all
facts.
Yeah, but they did it one night here.
All of a sudden, there he was, and I put him on. You know, and this is, damn, we said his name to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Reactionary said one angry dude three times, and Golf Dog said it was him one night. Okay, well, see, I guess y'all got to call in, and y'all got to call him out on the air. And
I ain't heard from him yet. I think he's still pissed off me, so I muted him out.
Who?
Beasley. Well, Beasley called back, but he's pissed off.
Oh, did he?
Yes. No. Remember, he was on that one night. He said, you'll never call the show again, and never. All that. Well, okay, that's nice.
Oh.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
That's a loss. That's a tremendous loss. And the show may not survive.
Probably not. I'll be living in a cardboard box tomorrow.
Without Beasley.
But you never know. Could be.
His wise words of wisdom, you know.
Yeah.
And one angry Jew and his wise words of wisdom. But
sure.
I happen to really enjoy the Jew at times.
I like the Jew. I do too, man. But, you know,
I like him until when he starts playing.
They disrupt it. He does it. Jew disrupts everything. I don't care what. He takes over.
Now, there's times where the Jew, where he really talks and he, you know, he really gets in the conversation.
Yeah, right. He's into logic. Yeah, he does get into good logic. I have nothing against the guy. I don't.
Yeah.
Amen.
But when he starts to play,
talking,
I tell you, starts to play, he that's it.
Yeah.
But I love to talk to him when he really wants to talk, you know, when he's really going to talk. No, because the Jew has some valuable information.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just getting
it.
Yeah. Now, there's one person I can't stand to see and I can't stand to talk to. I can't stand to hear their voice. And God forgive me, I got to pray about that. I'm not going to say
it. Don't say it. Don't say it. It might happen.
I know. And I'm usually not like that, but it's just one I just can't stand. I just can't stand them. And I believe she's a friend of yours.
Friend of mine?
Yeah.
Of course she is. Of course. I couldn't see it no other way.
Yeah.
Well, she has to be a friend of mine. Lucky me.
Yep.
It
has to be
thanks
your
a lot.
Friend.
I'm the victim. I'm the one in the middle. I'm the victim now. I'm the victim.
Oh, you're the victim.
Mm-hmm. You damn right.
Yeah, right.
I'm the victim. Yep.
Yeah, right. That's your friend. I believe
stuck
you
in
and
the
Jew's
middle.
Friend. You and Jew's friend. But that's enough.
Me
of
and
that.
Jew's, yeah, Jew's friend. I think it's Beasley's friend too. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that they don't like Beasley very much either, so.
Ah.
He's not a Beasley fan.
Ah.
But it is a slow night tonight, I see. No trolls, no. Are you ready for Baghdad to take over?
No.
Yeah.
I truly am not.
Price gap, you hired a son of a bitch. I mean, high. Real high.
Look, it's hard just to... Man, it's just me. Look, and I'm telling my children,
they need... You're going to get a 20 spot to get on a city bus. You know what I'm saying? You're a 20 spot to get on a city bus.
I'm not going...
Shit.
No, I can't live in no city. Lord, I hope not. I've never lived in the city. I don't think I could take the city. It's too noisy. I don't know. I don't know. My children, somebody gonna have to move back home.
It might turn to that FB communal living quarters condition in this country. Everyone has to be together to survive, you know. Family.
Yeah.
And, you know, lawless lands. No law anymore. Wasteland. Yep. I don't know. It's Obama talked today, I heard. I don't know what he said because I didn't listen.
He said nothing.
On the TV. I didn't pay attention. Well, it's safe.
He did a double talk, you know, like they always do. They have a word for that, too. It's a type of language that, you know, where it's basically you say a whole lot of something to say nothing. You know, with your whole conversation,
right.
Really, you didn't say anything.
Right. One thing worms out the other.
Yeah.
That's how it works, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Trust me. You know how many judges I've been in front of? Oh, yeah. Guarantee it.
So
they do the same thing.
You know, yeah. So, and Obama seemed to have really mastered that class well.
Yeah, well, that's how he got to be who he is today.
Yeah. Yeah, and Gunslinger has also came and joined us.
All right. But, you know what, speaking of, I'm going to get into this hate people thing. Yes. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I agree with you 100%. Crazy is the word. I don't know.
Yes,
there's another word. What's beyond crazy, though? What's beyond
somebody
crazy?
Has a word. Lunatic? I don't know. We have somebody else with us. They have their hand up, so maybe they can tell us.
Do they know what
hello,
it is?
832.
What is,
no, I have no idea what Ron's talking about. I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Beyond crazy. What's the next thing after, if you're crazy, what if you're past crazy? What's the next thing?
Insane.
Oh,
insane.
Thank you.
Is there anything after that?
Yeah, committed? I don't know.
Is this Gunslinger or Golf Dogs?
No, this is Golf Dogs. I see Gun in the room, but I don't know if he called in or not.
Okay, we have another caller, too, Ron.
Well, the troll's showing up, or what?
This is a 214 number.
Yeah, that sounds like Dallas. That's probably Gunslinger.
Okay, well, we shall see. Hello,
bring
214.
Yeah, that's me, Gunslinger.
Hello,
Gunslinger. Hey, man, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah,
and how was the dog?
Gunslinger brought Gigi in, and now there was a guest that just showed up. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to attract trolls. We'll get trolls in here in a minute.
Oh,
well, help me out,
okay.
Brother. Yeah.
Man, last time I called you about a week ago, Ron, and I was talking about a guy that lived in Florida in his mom's basement, 19-year-old kid.
Oh,
and he
got in.
And he called in, and I've never seen him on your show. All of a sudden, bam, he was here. I said, oh, wow.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah, he was following me around or something. I don't know.
Wow.
But
well, he was happy
what
you remembered
him. What I like about that kid, though, is although he's a troll and he's a liberal, he goes by the name of Liberal Nation, he is at least we'll carry on a conversation with you without cussing you out. You know, most of them, they come in, they want to say something, you know, suck my, you know, and they come in, they just want to talk dirty. They don't want to carry on. All they do is spew junk. Well, this guy, you know, he'll actually carry on a conversation, and he makes a pretty good point, at least for himself, you know.
Right.
Regardless if it's right or wrong, but, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that, he was a very decent gentleman that night when he called in. He was a very decent young man.
Did George have a show tonight? Did George have a show tonight?
Did George have a show?
Okay,
yes,
I couldn't make it for that. I was on another show, so I couldn't make it over there. But I didn't know if he did or not.
I got to talk to Colonel Riley.
He had Riley on tonight.
Yeah, he came on tonight. And Operation American Spring. And I mentioned I might decide to take a trip up there during the 4th of July weekend or whatever they have.
Oh, you're going to go up to D.C.,
I'm thinking
huh?
about it, yeah. Yeah, I'm due for a trip. It's been a while.
I talk to Riley on George's show about I want to say 3 or 4 weeks ago, probably a month ago, he had him on there, and I was impressed that he actually sat there and talked. You know, he carried on conversation. You know, a lot of these guys, they act like they got to go. They're in a hurry, and he just kept on going.
Right, yeah. Great conversation with him.
Yeah,
really nice man, you know. Absolutely, you know. Yeah, I see, you know, the publicity just didn't do him any good. But they never had no real bands or anything there, stuff like that. So I'm trying to see what I can hook up, who I can drag into some favors that are owed to me by some people. So
he didn't have a lot of support, you know, alternative support, like you said, bands, media, and he had the people like Glenn Beck Disting. You know, Glenn Beck was talking about his fight. So, you know, that hurt him right there.
Glenn Beck should have went to Alex Jones. I got you to do that.
Yeah.
He what?
I said he should have went to Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, he's been
covering the people that have been coming in off the border so much that...
Yeah, Jones covered the Bundy Ranch. He covered that, and when the Bundy Ranch thing took place, I said, "Oh, this is going to hurt Colonel Riley because this happened like a month before Colonel Riley's going to kick off."
Yeah,
and so you had a lot of people go over there, and I knew that was going to hurt him to a point. And then you got Glenn Beck. You know, he comes out and he was trashing it. I mean, he was talking bad about how they were all, you know, armed militants and. Never once did he ever look at Colonel Riley's statement. Colonel Riley never had that intent, you know. From the get go, he never brought up, you know, armed resistance. I mean, it was a peaceful march on Washington, and Glenn Beck just went a complete different direction. Told the people, and he's got a big audience. You know, he lost me. He lost me when he started doing it. Go ahead.
I didn't know anyone that still listened to Glenn Beck.
Right, I don't.
I don't even know where he is.
Yeah, I dropped him, and I haven't listened to, like, Bill O'Reilly, God Almighty. He was dissing today in the media. Bill O'Reilly was dissing Rush Limbaugh, you know. Of course, I don't listen to neither one of them. I listen to Rush occasionally, but Bill O'Reilly's a joke. You know, I could care less about listening to that guy.
I haven't.
You can't talk bad about Rush Limbaugh.
Why?
He did.
Why?
Nope. I have
talk
been
bad about
I'm
all
related.
Of them.
I
You're
was
related
well,
to
your laser.
Watch the media tomorrow. I can't wait. I can't wait for Rush's response. You want to know the truth?
I might actually tune in to
Rush just to hear what he says about it.
Pumpkin says he can't stand Beck, O'Reilly, or Rush. So, Ron,
well,
if you're related to one of them, then she can't stand you
either.
That is my own addition that I just added in.
I'm already good at
it. Just like Rush more than the other ones.
okay.
I only one I really care to listen to of the national media is probably Mark Levin. He's the only one I really like to hear what he's got to say. The others, you know, I mean, they have their own little agendas. Of Mark Levin, he just tells it like it is.
Well, anyway, now I'm trying to defend myself now.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm defending myself, damn it. Listen, me and a friend were sitting in the studio one day listening to one of the archives of one of these shows. Okay, one of my shows, all right? We just got to record this set on some other work. Anyway, we're sitting there talking, and he goes, I didn't know he was related to Rush. I said, who? He goes, Rush Limbaugh. I said, I'm related to Rush Limbaugh. You got out of your mind? He goes, no, man. You're also related to Howard Stern. I said, what? Howard Stern? Are you smoking something, man? He goes, no, man. He goes, Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern had a baby, and it's you. I'm like, what?
Okay, goes, you so now you're the child of him.
Yeah, I'm the child of them two. Them two had a baby, and I'm it.
Oh, Lord, Pumpkin, that's terrible. Pumpkin said Rush disgusted her when he wanted to watch videos of women who take birth control having sex. And she said, he is a disgusting pig, and I have to agree
with
her. Well,
he got busted with them pills, too. Remember, he's doping out of some type of narcotic.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember what it was, but Oxycontin,
he was taking the hydrocodone and stuff like that. Oxycontin, whatever the heck it is.
Well, then we're going to hold that against him. He's a pill head. Why would you listen to him in the first place? He's all fucked up on dope. So,
it's not dope. It's a prescription medication.
It's their dope. It ain't our dope.
Yeah.
Their dope. <laughs> It's different. Yeah. They can legally sell it. We go to prison for it.
Well, see, that's a part of the game. You get caught up in what they put out there, and they put it out there so you can get caught up so that they can make money off
of
it.
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, that's the whole thing. Think about it. They set up rules that they don't have to go by, which you do, and they can take money from you for doing those things. Like, wear your seatbelt, Johnny, or it's going to be a ticket. You better have auto insurance, or it's a ticket. You better have Obamacare, or you'll get a ticket. So you better do things we tell you how to do them, how to live your life. Pay me. So, yeah.
Kong said you rock. I assume he means you. He said RZ rock, so I'm assuming that's you. Oh, reactionary problem.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, reactionary.
Yeah, reactionary rocks. I'm sorry, Ron. You don't rock.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to rock. Reactionary's nickname is RZ. A lot of people can't pronounce it, so they just call him RZ.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, as long as it works for him.
Okay, that works out for me.
Okay, he's saying you rock.
Rock.
R-A-W-K, Ron rocks.
No, Ron is retarded. You can't say that no more. You work for retarded people like me is special. Ron's special. That's me. No.
A special pain in the...
You know, that word was changed. That's kind of crazy. You can't say retarded no more. You know, and what was it?
It's mentally handicapped.
So well, I have trouble, Ron. In your show, I have trouble with your show because my real name is Ron, and certain people call me by my real name. Certain people call me Gulf or Gulf Dog.
Right.
And so when I go into shows, I'm always wondering who they're referring to when they say, you know, something about Ron. Or, you know, are they talking about him or talking about me? I deal with it all the time.
They never talk to me in my God-given name, really.
Now, Pumpkin says her real name is also Ron.
Everybody's name is Ron now. Mine is still Antoinette, y'all.
Yeah.
My parents named me Antoinette. I'm sticking with what they named me.
I call you Ann.
A two-word.
That's too hard to spell.
Antoinette takes way too long to spell it.
No.
Yeah, that's hard
writing a novel. It's like writing a novel. Anyway,
no, it's not.
I feel like I'm writing the Webster's Dictionary. At the same time.
See, y'all ought to be ashamed.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but my real name is a two-word name, you know. So first word starts with M, second word starts with F. That's me.
Well, I get called son of a bitch more than anything on Blog Talk, so, you know.
Well, see, and that's not even talking about you. That's referring to your mother, and I consider that an insult.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I get called that all the time.
Me.
Asshole's another popular. Yeah, asshole. I get called that regularly. You know, I'm used to it.
I always have the er at the end. I have the er at the end of mother. You know, there's that er at the end always.
And what's that mean?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
Oh, you said you make it with that er at the end. I mean, is that
they
supposed
do.
To mean
I don't
something?
Know. They call me the name. I don't know. I don't, well, what am I supposed to do about it? You know, somebody
I
calls
don't
me, like,
have the
you know,
slightest
that,
idea.
The slightest idea
make
what? What it,
pardon
the
me?
Er means at
yes.
the end of
it? Huh?
I give up. I quit.
I don't know. Y'all just lost me. That was just, wow.
Hold on,
you just
hold on,
me to go to bed.
Hold on. You got to listen, man. Listen. I can't say it.
Aww. Todd said, wee-wee, monsieur. Wee-wee, monsieur, monsieurie.
That ain't even close to it.
He was speaking
you
French.
You left the F out.
There is
people
no
call
French,
it French
when it comes. It is no F word when it comes to that. You're just being. Mm.
Yeah, I'm being an MF.
Cog is trying to
can't
add some class to it,
these
and you just.
They've worked my fucking mind. I'm done now. What can I say? I'm root. I'm root.
Okay. Well,
Put it this way, Ron. If you know, if you're on social media of any kind, you get thick skin. If you can't get thick skin, you're not going to be around long. You'll delete your account because you can't put
I'm
up, you know,
here.
The heat. Yeah.
But I'm still here, brother. You know, I grew up in Perry Show, more or less. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was psychotic. You know, it was fun though. I had fun with it. But sometimes it was getting a little retarded. Yeah. You know, so. Hate to see it go. You know what I mean? But, hey, happens.
Well, most shows
you know,
I go on to, you know, the shows I go on to, usually the room is so full of people that I get along with. If there are people that come in and want to attack me, everybody attacks them back, you know, and likewise,
right.
You know, everybody, you know, everybody takes
right.
up for each other. So it's kind of, it's
right.
almost, to me, it's comical. That's why I love to see the trolls. I welcome
right.
trolls. And the last couple of weeks, you've had trolls. I mean, I love
mm-hmm.
it. Bring the trolls on. I love them to come in and start doing their crap, you know, because I think it's funny. You know,
it's hilarious. It is funny.
Yeah.
It is hilarious. I mean, I don't try to fight with nobody, man. And I try to be run a peaceful gig here, you know. And I like to talk intellectual and talk, you know, serious shit, you know. And I like to play around, too. It's, you know, I want the best of both worlds. You just can't do one thing all the time. You know, you got to mix it up a little bit. You know what I mean? That's what I like to do with the show. I mean, because there's times when people need to vent. I get it. You know what I mean? But when somebody personally attacks another person or people get rude and cutting other people off and trying to talk, that pisses me off. You know?
I don't like rude.
You know I mean, if somebody doesn't call me a
I like people that have manners.
I want to hear them say it. What's that? What's that?
I said I like manners. I like people that have manners.
Well, I mean,
most people don't have manners.
I know. It's a lost art.
I'm a host and I ain't got no manners.
I know.
Jeez.
It's a lost art.
I use my solid fork for my soup, man. Come on. Of course, I don't care. If I have a fork or not,
he never liked Perry Show, but to be fair, he never ever gave it a chance. He's saying that as a recovering racist. Cog, I never would have thought of you as a racist.
Recovery. Are you on the 13th step, Cog, or what? Okay. First, you have to admit you're a racist. All right. Wow.
Okay.
I can see it now.
When I worked for the state, we never gave those kind of classes.
I don't know. Oh, God. Yeah.
We actually said inside baseball talk. I love baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of white guys play baseball. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, you know what? Who is this? Gunslinger? Golf Dogs.
No, this is Golf Dogs. Gunslinger's here, though.
He's
quiet.
Okay, Gunslinger. My grandfather played on the Negro Leagues. So all of us, you know, from my parents and aunts and uncles and, you know, my generation and everything, we all loved baseball. And I guess we got that from him. But my grandfather played on the Negro Colored Leagues, whatever it was called. You know, because back then he couldn't play on the regular pro leagues because he was what they called at that time a colored man. So he played semi-pro.
Well, Gunslinger, since they get me and you mixed up all the time, I'm just going to use you whenever I get in trouble. I'm going to go by your name.
There you go.
No, see, I'm going to get it. Cox had baseball, you know, the sport where white guys don't get kissed in the mouth on TV. Oh, I didn't know that. Do black guys get kissed in the mouth on, okay. But do black guys get kissed in the mouth on TV with baseball?
I don't know what it's referring to.
Does it make a difference?
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't know either. That's how I'm asking. Does it make a difference? I don't know.
The only thing I remember is Obama kissing another black guy on the lips, but I don't know what he's talking about.
Did he tongue him?
I don't either.
Was there a tongue action?
Probably so. There was probably a party later.
Reactionary said only on draft day in the NFL. And Pumpkin says she does not follow baseball. She's having a hard time following this topic. And I agree, I'm having a hard time following it too.
This topic tonight?
Yes.
Is the price of gas because of Baghdad and baseball.
Okay, I didn't know the topic. I didn't know we had a topic, so I wasn't sure what we were
talking
about.
Well, did you see that man, what's his name, Sterling? Was that his name?
Well,
Donald Sterling?
Well,
yes.
He's on first base right now.
He made another thing
Max
today.
Second.
Okay, Kyle gave us a link. Michael Sam's NFL kiss reaction. Is that two men sick kissing? I don't want to see that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't want to see that.
That's a football
Thank
player.
Thank you, Cog. Yeah, he said only on the NFL. Only on draft in the NFL.
Same-sex people can play in the NFL now.
They can do whatever they want. Yes, that football is where they like
to play football.
Pat each other's behinds, pumpkin, and they all jump on each other's butts.
Yeah,
I always thought something was wrong with that sport when I was a teenager. And it's just like, uh-uh.
Michael Sams went to high school about not even 20 miles from where I live.
Ew. Cox had deep throat kiss. Ew. Did he?
There we go.
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him at all.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it. Never heard of him until he started kissing guys on TV. That's when
you want to get publicity, there you go. There's your publicity.
That's it.
Oh, Lord, you men are a mess tonight.
And you know what's funny? You know, he's a pretty good ball player, and he would have probably went much higher in the draft, but he decided to come out and tell everybody he's gay, and he fell way down. He lost a lot of money by opening his mouth.
So he is an official ball player, right?
Yeah, he's a football player. He was drafted in the recent draft. He's a rookie this year in the NFL.
Is that the only ball
in
the
NFL? Say again?
Okay, yeah, I got that. I caught that one. That was not right. Y'all are not right.
I said the football
couldn't get him to say
plays with. Did you get it?
Yep.
Derek?
He juggles. He's a juggler. He likes to juggle on the side.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
One hand.
Okay.
One long and brown and two round ones.
Okay, there reactionary said like 254th. I don't understand what that means,
with
golf dog. Reactionary.
That's when he was drafted.
254th.
I think what RZ is saying, that's where he was drafted. He was drafted the 254th pick. He could have probably been up in the top 50, but he came out.
Oh, okay. Pumpkin says, wrestling is weird with the guys wearing the leotards. She told her son he could not wrestle because she could not bear to watch him rolling around on the floor in a leotard. But you know what? Is that wrestling? Oh, but Pumpkin, The Rock. Oh, my God, when he used to... I used to like to see him.
Yes, and no, I have never heard you speak of this way.
What
I know.
What did I do? He was just a handsome young man.
You started salivating.
I did not start salivating.
Yep, I agree, Ron. I heard that.
Uh-huh.
You know you all
did. Yeah. Yeah, it's like Niagara Falls.
I'm going to delete this show.
God.
I'm going to delete this show. Y'all will never hear this again.
Think
y'all make little sound bites out of it. Nah.
Damn, I'm calling
you
Rock- Charter Moss. I want to cut on these transcripts of this show tonight. Damn straight.
I mean, the Rock is a very handsome man with a nice physique.
In a leotard. So there you go, Ron. You have another commercial. You can make a commercial out of all of this.
We'll be on a morning newscast. We'll be on a morning newscast with Al Roker, whichever one he's on. And be questions. Well, no, Ron and Antoinette, you're host on the crazy BCR show.
Oh, this is definitely getting deleted, y'all. Look,
that's
I may pull the plug
what is
now.
A roker? What is a roker? What in the hell is a roker?
Know. I do not know.
Good God. But, hey, it's America. For a moment.
No, it's the United States.
Well, it's to some people it is. Some people it ain't. No.
Well, that is correct, but it is what it is. Al Roker.
What is that? Al Roker.
Isn't that, are you talking about the man who does the news? Or is that someone
else? The
weather
man. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the Roker Club is about inspiring random acts of kindness around the world. Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, Al Roker is a nice guy. I'm not saying that. It's just I'm making fun of his last name.
You're making fun of his
my
what?
Kind of last name. Roker.
Pardon me?
Roker.
Oh, isn't it R-O-O-K-E-R?
No, R-O-A-K-E-R. That's what God says, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, reactionary said you look cool if you know the terminology of which word. I'll look it up for you and I'll break it down, reactionary. Okay, Pumpkin says she likes hockey. It's a fun sport to
Hockey's
watch.
Hockey's all right. It's a nice violent sport. I like it.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey fan. Okay, Cog put in a link. Oh, it's on Facebook. Okay. The Roker Club. Oh, okay, he's club is in New Zealand. They're showing cupcakes.
Facebook. He's selling cupcakes.
Well, that's what they have on the page is cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 28 likes.
28. Wow, he's really banging them in.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in paradise. I find I found a beautiful demonstration how random acts of kindness can change the world. Well, I believe that it can. Aww. That is sweet.
Lovely. The other day,
it was launched on November the 19th, 2012.
It's got 28 locks. It's still real good.
Yeah. Thank
sad.
You. No, I guess he hasn't.
Carl,
that's a shame. Pardon me?
I lost
but
it.
People don't
say.
Like. People don't like doing random act of kindness. I think they just think it's easier just to be mean or just ignore people in general. People don't even
that's
like to say hello anymore.
That's me. You wave at me and I ask, what the fuck is wrong with you? No. I do be nice. I do wave back at people. Around here you do it a lot. People wave at each other. Just about
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, you should, especially up there in the up in the mountains. Y'all should.
Matter of fact, I see my dentist today. He was shooting his new .22 pistol. And by his house.
And how many chips did you get put in?
How many what?
Chips.
You what? Chips.
How many chips did you get put in?
Stopping at his house?
Oh, okay. I thought he looked in your mouth and, you know, was
working
on your mouth.
No. His office is way in town. He just has a house out here in the woods.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. I stopped by and paid him some money. I owed him.
Ah.
Oh. Finally. Now we just abuse the term. No, I'm kidding. We're real good friends. I just stopped by and seen this new pistol. So I was in the area for a moment. Pretty nice one.
Yeah, well, see, he put a chip in there. Made you come and pay him, didn't he?
I did owe him.
No, but you know, everyone, a lot of people say when they go to the dentist that they're being chipped and things like that, and that's what, you know, a lot of people say that comes from the dentist and things.
No, when he did work on my teeth the last time, I looked at him and said, Mark, I know you did.
Yeah, well, that'll work.
Uh-huh. Worked fine for me.
Yeah. It made you bring him his money.
Yeah, it's all about money. I told him we
should
start
drinking. Yeah, you brought him them Federal Reserve notes.
I was drinking some beer with him one time. We were talking. I said, you know what? I think dentists are the biggest scam in business. He goes, yeah, pretty much. I mean,
really?
Pulling teeth out, you get $100, $200. Yeah. It ain't hard to do it. It ain't hard to pull teeth. Yeah.
No. It's just no one wants to do it.
Well, yeah,
remember when you used to just tie the string around your tooth and slam the door?
What do you think people used to do before they were dentists?
Yeah, that's what
it
I said, tie the string.
It wasn't
a
door thing, no. That was a new inventive thing for pulling teeth at that time, but no. No.
Oh, ew. I'm sorry, Ron.
What?
Cog said a friend was at the dentist the other day and had his mouth blocked open. And the dentist was working and talking, and he said a big drop of spit flew out of the dentist's mouth and landed right in his mouth. Ew. Ew. I hope that dentist didn't have any diseases. Ew.
He probably did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, see, probably had hepatitis. Probably had hepatitis. It's working in your mouth.
Oh.
That sucked. Wow.
Boy, oh boy. I was drinking my coffee. I don't even know if I could drink it now.
Man, if my dentist said that to me, I'd remove his teeth. I swear to it. And he'd be a woman, too. I'd fix his ass. I'll show you. I'll give dental surgery a whole new outlook.
Oh, he said it's a true story.
Don't be damned.
Don, Todd, what station you live in? I got to make sure I never go there to get any dental work done.
Can you give me some contact information on dentist? I got some friends of us sent to him.
Oh, he didn't say anything? Oh, my goodness. He must have a lot of faith in that dentist. He must have been going to him for a lot of years.
They must know each other other ways.
That. No, see, you had to take it there.
I couldn't help it.
I think that would have been one of them times when he would have got cussed. He would have got cussed out. Ew.
I would have whipped that man to death. I would have beat him.
Ron, ew. Ew, Cog. Ew. You can
Welcome
tell
to
it has seriously
Show
affected
live on
him.
BTR. Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Darn, so now it's the patient. You need a mask over your face while they're working on your teeth. Pardon me?
I was Hook, Rick, Line, and Sinker Law Firm. As a dentist swabber in your mouth, you need to call our office now.
Ew.
If you hurt a slip and fall accident hit by a tractor trailer, call us now. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
These TV lawyers need to put on. Has a dentist slobbered in your mouth?
Ew.
Does
anyone have an opinion on Obama's speech today? Can anyone untangle what I got from nothing from the speech and tell me if you got something from the speech and what is he saying?
Okay, I do. I know all about it.
Okay.
Want to hear it? Want to hear what I'm going to say? All right, now listen.
Uh-huh.
Get it?
Yeah, he said nothing. I mean, I get all of that. Oh, Golf Dog says he never listened to Lucifer speak. Al Cox said this is the first he's heard of it. I have fallen asleep with the television on.
Well, I was
going
to do this, and we could have done
and
that.
And I woke up and heard
we should do that.
Obama speaking.
Oh, God, what a way to wake up, son of a bitch.
Yeah, and I've had a headache all day. Yeah, but it was about the troops going in the Gulf and going into the war, but no troops on the ground. And Al Cox said he gets all his news from the Ron Rex Show.
Oh, boy. You're committed. We're going to send 3,000 troops over to there, but no boot on ground. I've sent 10,000 battleships, but nobody will be there. Yeah, fuck, who cares? I don't care anymore. I give up. I'm become a sheeple. I'm going to follow the rest of the United U.S. citizens.
I think we're stretched too thin to be going to another war. How many wars can we be in at one time?
What's
How many occupied areas and everything? Are they just going to make them call a draft?
Can we go steal
some oil
from them?
I have grown children. I think about that. Pardon me?
Can we go steal some oil from them? They have a bunch of oil.
No.
We'll go over there and steal it. We've done it before, twice. We do it again.
Yeah, we stole their oil and their poppy.
Let's see. We cost the American people $20 zillion. But the oil industry profited $20 zillion.
Yes, and how many lives were lost on both sides?
for nothing but money. Uh-oh, Kilroy's here. Oh, watch out.
Yeah, right, so all wars are bankers' wars. So,
shit.
You know, bankers aren't sharing what they have with the people. You know, they're keeping it all for themselves.
Mark, you're on the air.
Okay, you got it.
What
you
doing? How is everybody tonight?
Hello, Mike.
Hell
how are
havoc.
You?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
I saw an interesting article that I'd like to share with you guys that happened, and it's not being picked up in main media, of course, but what else is new? We know the deal. But it's happening in the county that's across the Hudson River from us. Look at this, and you put a twist on it, or you try to explain it, because I don't have a clue where to go with this. This is unbelievable.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
Terrorists got unemployment checks from New York State taxpayers? How did that happen?
Read the article. This isn't like Alex Jones or anything tin hat
well,
stuff.
Well, see, you
this
put
is...
down Alex Jones, but Alex
no,
Jones
you...
gives out a lot of information.
Oh, he
the
did.
Mainstream...
He did come out with a lot of stuff. He did come out with a lot of stuff. I'll give him credit for that. But
yeah,
and
then
but,
mainstream media picks up and runs with it, and then people... accept it, but when
yeah.
Alex talks about it, people think he's crazy.
But this coming out during a presentation from the district attorney.
Oh, corruption, embezzlement, fraud, these are all characteristics which exist everywhere.
Okay, yeah, but read what they did. Read what they did.
Okay.
The system, how the system worked.
There was a discussion about Medicaid fraud in Rockland County.
Yeah.
Zugabee?
Yeah, the district attorney.
Was asked what was the problem. What the problem was with these programs so that many people can get away with fraud. Zugabee replied that there would be a need. I got to put my glasses on. I can't see.
Mike, what it is part of a bigger picture. It's part of the bigger picture that Obama's been doing all along. He's aiding and abetting the people that hate this country. He's been doing that since he took office. This is another part of it. Another part of it.
Can you believe this? In other words,
yes.
you don't
yes,
have to
I
explain.
Can.
You're not looking for work anymore to get your unemployment or your welfare benefits. You know how they used to ask you, did you try looking for work? Where did you try to look? Prove to us that you tried looking for a job. Remember they used to do that? Well, Obama, apparently, I looked into it a little bit. Obama, back, when was it? He changed the rules for welfare reform. And it was something, some policy that Clinton had put in place. Here, I'm putting the link up to this one now. He did away with it, which meant you don't have to justify, you don't have nothing. And they just pay you the money.
Yep.
Oh, my.
And... so now,
well,
look at the
see,
people
I've
that were going in there, and the DOA had.
Should I go and apply now?
They had a closed circuit television camera showing these people pulling money out of ATMs. Did you read it?
I'm trying to do a little bit of everything. Obama guts welfare reform.
Look, we picked up in Rockland County on surveillance. People were going with 20 and 30 cards at a time to an ATM machine and walking out with their suits stashed with money in duffel bags. This is coming from the district attorney of the county.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
As it turned out, as a result of an investigation in Rockland, that when the government checked their computers, people were certifying that they were unemployed from every country in the world, including terrorist countries, the Middle East, and everywhere else.
What?
Checks were being wired to their banks in their countries. The recipients
in their countries?
Yep. The recipients didn't even live here. They had nothing to do with New York State. The system was so free, they were just wiring the money out of the state. As a result of the investigation, New York checked the IP computer addresses of everyone logging in and found most of them were from outside of this country. The money was flowing. As a result of the investigation, they changed the system here. Now, what was interesting about it is it says we were told that when they picked up on it, it changed the unemployment rate. Just from how many people. And now, if you look at the second link I put in there, you can see how Obama did away with a lot of the you know, the regulations that were in place that Clinton, I guess Clinton's administration, had put in, where you had to prove and justify for welfare and government benefits.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to anymore, apparently. So these guys are having a field day. How many millions did we lose? They're never going to tell us. I doubt if they'll ever tell us.
Obama's plan.
There are no tax.
Don't make fun of Obama.
What is a tax waiver?
Somebody's going to tell you you're racist. Stop that.
I don't care. I'm just joking with you.
Whenever somebody can't defend it, that's the fight they end up throwing at my face.
Yeah, that's the words they bring at you, and I'm so used to it, I think it's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. But what you showed the link, you know, is really kind of commonplace right now in this country and abroad.
Yeah.
He's aiding and abetting them in this country and abroad, all over the world. I mean, we've got our military's over there right now fighting people with our own military supplies. I mean, they are armed by our own government, and they're fighting us. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. This guy has just totally destroyed this country.
I'll tell you, and where do we have to get this article to read this? In a small local county newspaper.
I'll be putting that out real quick. I'm going to save it for after the show.
Man, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And save the other link, too, to show them. I mean, can you imagine go to an ATM and filling your suit and duffel bags with money?
Wow.
And the DA got it. They recorded it.
Yep. And they got away with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. And yet, like I said on George's show tonight, I said they've got so many layers of bureaucracy that separate us from the people that are in charge that we have no voice. We can't complain about it, nothing. And there are layers upon layers. They've created a maze. It's a maze that no one can navigate to get through it, to get to the top people that actually give a shit. Nobody cares.
So now who's supposed to
take?
Well, I guess the money just doesn't get paid back.
Who what?
It'll get paid back by the people that it was given out to. Well, not, okay, that's not
yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, I can see it now. Ahmed Mustafa III, yeah, come here, you owe the government money. Can you pay
it? Like that.
No, I
sent
the money to my sheep. I have bought sheep, very, 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 no, busy, very busy, no speaking English, screw monkey, no peanuts. There's no accountability. No one's going to pay that back.
No, well, the people are.
We are.
Yes, the people here are going to pay that back. That's who's going to be held accountable for that.
And then,
supposed to be watching the doors to everything.
And then I hear people raving about this administration and what this administration has done good for our country. There are so many little things like this, but all the little things, and this isn't a little thing, it's a big thing, but it pales in comparison to like Benghazi and some of the other stuff. This is just money. The other one, we've got people dying because of their games. But there's no accountability. I don't know. Blow me away.
Honestly and truly, in my opinion, the whole system, politically, you know, with the Republicans and Democrats and all of that needs to be stripped away, and we start the whole thing all over again.
Amen, Antoinette. Amen.
Except
because
one
we
thing,
don't
Antoinette.
I like this article a lot here. I like this article here. You know, these people walking out with bags of cash and shit. It's great.
Oh, I'm sorry. They want to break down by Mike. Mike, they want you to break it down.
What do you mean break it down?
No,
I agree what you said, Antoinette, but you know something?
No,
Todd
said, thanks, no offense, but he wants you to break it down. On the welfare reforms, and I assume that's what you're talking about.
Okay, if you scroll down to the bottom... okay, hold on. Let's go to, where's my second link? The second link. Scroll down. Let me go over to it. I just opened it up. Scroll past all the legalese and blah, 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 blah. Before the comments start. And, where is it? Oh, what is this? Join the discussion. What happened to the rest of... Oh, there it is. It says define work. You see down in the bottom paragraph?
I'm looking. I'm.
It's define work is in bold letters.
Okay. I'm still going through the comments. I'm down.
No,
I'm
keep up going above the comments.
Above the comments? Okay.
Yeah, above the comments. To the end of the article itself, before the comments start.
Oh, okay.
All right. There's more about it where the TANF waivers are involved, but if you go to that, it says, in the past, state bureaucrats have attempted to define activities such as hula dancing, attending Weight Watchers, and bed rest as work. But these dodges, in other words, dodge is another word for bullshit, were blocked by the federal work standards. Now the Obama administration has abolished those standards. We can expect work to mean anything but work.
Hula dancing?
In other words, people tried to work the system. But the standards that were set in place in the federal government stopped them from being able to say, well, I was hula dancing, that's a form of work. They couldn't
and
get away
with it. And bed rest is work.
Right. But now Obama...
Well, bed rest should be considered work because you've got to hold that bed down. It's work.
But, yeah, shit. But you see, the new welfare dictate that was issued by the Obama administration guts the law.
Wow.
But these are things that they do behind the curtain without Congress or anybody being involved. The Senate, nothing. And
I can put work in and collect the check. Shit.
That was probably put in Obamacare and nobody knew about it.
Oh, I can do it online? I can do it online? Shit, I ain't got to go where I see nobody? Please.
No. See, sweet. I searched for this other in the Daily Signal. I searched for this breakdown of the law because I remember that he did something with welfare reform, and I said, you know, I wonder if this is because of that rule, because I remember a few years ago where some of us were screaming bloody murder saying, what do you mean you don't have to prove that you tried to find a job or you proved to get your welfare and your unemployment? The federal benefits, not state. A lot of the states still kept their rules
the
in.
Thing, they're doing online. They're doing online with these Social Security or whatever they're doing it. These different people, identity theft, whatever. Yeah, I mean, yank and crank, damn, shit. Maximum benefits, everything. Wow.
And we sit here arguing about this, that, and the other thing, and Obama and his administration just sits there laughing their asses off.
Yeah. Oh, well. They're just a kingpin of the crew, man. That's all Obama is. He's the boss. He's the made man.
No. Cog, did you see it?
What they're calling welfare, is that like disability or?
Well, there are a lot of different programs under welfare. I'm sure that covers a lot. You know, welfare is a broad umbrella that covers many different. There are many different programs under it. Hey, I think I mentioned that on one of the shows. The guy who used to be the chief of police in Buchanan, New York. Great guy, Mr. O'Toole. He ended up in his retirement. He did it for the hell of it. I mean, he enjoyed it. He had a hot dog stand, and he used to talk to everybody. He got to visit. He died now. God rest his soul. But he was a conservative guy, and he always set up across the street from the welfare office here in town. You know, Social Security office, welfare, whatever it is over there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking with him, and he said, Mike, what I hear would turn your stomach. I hear mothers, and I'm talking mothers like 18, 19 years old, telling their daughters, and he looked at me and said, when did they have that kid? Telling their daughters how many kids they have to have and how to work the system.
What?
Yep. He said, they've got it down to a science. And he said,
That's
this is
crazy.
The world we live in today. And he said, I hear it. I see it. He said, it's sad. And I don't know.
Funny you should mention that. I know a chick that's had 13 kids, different men, all this. And, she's making bank. I think 3/4 of the kids she has are collecting Social Security checks. Can you imagine what her food stamp account looks like every month? Imagine having 13 kids. Wow.
Well, darn, my kids are grown. Can I have a food stamp?
No. Pumpkin 13... Some buildings have Social Security offices and welfare offices. It's a government building that has different offices in it.
No,
it's not the same thing. They're different programs. I saw she posted in the you understand?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But outright welfare, knowing how to work the system and get that money, And then there are critical times where something happens to you, you're young, and you're entitled to get Social Security. But even that, I mean, sometimes some of the soldiers that I see, that some of my guys, that when they come back and they're disabled, well, Social Security will only pay them a little bit. They don't give them
enough.
That's
all they do.
And then they have to, they don't have enough to even survive on. But then they have to wait for the VA. Sometimes, I know a couple of guys where the VA finally stepped in and said, okay, you know what, you are disabled, and yes, the bomb did wreak havoc. We got it. Okay, we're going to give you 90% disability. And you know what, the government comes in with Social Security and says, well, wait a minute, we just paid you for a year and a half Social Security benefits.
And they take it.
We're taking all that money back from you right now.
Yeah.
All right.
But, Mike, I know, you know, I told y'all I had two brain aneurysms, one
right.
that erupted. It took me 4 years to fight to get my disability.
Yep. And that's a proven fact
and
that you had the operation.
They called me when I was in the hospital scheduled to have my second brain surgery regarding my appointment.
Yep.
And I still had to wait two more years or so.
You know what it is? All the people that milked the system and that abused our government and the system for all these years, it's gotten to the point that the government doesn't trust any of us, their own citizens, at all anymore. And that's expanded and grown into the police departments and expanded into everything else. So it is us against them. The government, yeah, it's our government. Yeah, okay, you can say that all you want. It's turning to the point that the government doesn't trust any of us. So when I said before many times, they're more afraid of us. The government is more paranoid of us than we are of them.
Well, now, can I go into a different...
as long as you don't
sing
any Broadway
hits. I guess that's
Star
Trek music. The Star Trek music. You know, look at all of the stuff that they're spraying us with, the chemtrails.
Yep.
Look at what they're doing to the food.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing all... Then the medications, because I'm telling you, you get stuck on one medication and it makes something else wrong with you. And it just goes down the line, down the line, down the line, and to where you're so sick or so messed up from the medications that you're worse than what you were in the beginning before you even went to the doctor.
You know, like I tell people, you can take a brand new car off the lot to an auto body shop. You know they're going to find something wrong with that paint job.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the hospital, you get into the system with the doctors, they're going to feed the one thing leads to another. Now, you're a machine, a money-making machine for the medical system. They're not going to let you go easily.
Until they kill you.
You're right.
When they're done with you, then they just kill you off and let you go. And then they go in and they use your body for body parts.
I'll tell you.
They had on the news today, or was it yesterday, Temple University, no, it was Thomas Jefferson in Philadelphia, that a 51-year-old man died, and his family was horrified to find out they took his brain, they took his organs, and his eyes. But that's happening all over the country. They are making money off of body parts.
Do you want to see something really, really scary? Go to Florida. Take a look at how they treat the elderly in Florida. When I hear somebody tell me they're going to retire down there, I tell them they're out of their minds. Get your private insurance from whatever state you're from. Make sure in your insurance it covers airfare to fly you back to your state for medical treatment. Because the system, the medical system in Florida is set up to protect the doctors and the hospitals, not the patients. And there are so many elderly down there that you literally, you're a number. I've seen it. I was, every week for months, I was flying down to Florida to take care of my dad that was down there when he got sick. And, when I got down there, and my dad was, I mean, fine. He was normal, but after he'd been in the system for 2 weeks, he was in intensive care, and I walked into his room, and he's talking about stuff flying around the room. He's hallucinating. And I went to the nurses. What's going on with my dad here? And they said, well, he has dementia. I said, he doesn't have dementia. I said, this guy's got a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. This guy doesn't have dementia. I know. I've been speaking with this. What's going on with this? Finally, one of the attendants in intensive care told me, what happens is we give the elderly Ativan. Ativan is some sort of a sedative that has a cumulative effect. And when it builds up, they're not, the older people don't have a system like ours. Even if we're in our 50s and 60s, we're not, we still can metabolize. We can deal with some of these drugs. Well, the older systems, bodies, they end up building this stuff up, and what happens is people end up hallucinating. And then it's diagnosed as dementia. Then they can really throw you in the... So I got a hold of his doctor immediately, and I said, stop the Ativan. No more Ativan. And I said, what time? They said, well, the nurse comes in, and they give him the Ativan at this time and this time with a needle. They give him shots or whatever. Mm-hmm. They shoot it into his bag. I forget how they did it. And so I stayed with him 24 hours to make sure they wouldn't give him. And I sat. I'm in a suit. I sat right by his side. Then, son of a bitch, nighttime, the nurse comes in, and I said, what are you here for? And she said, well, I have his medication. I said, what medication are you giving him? And she said, well, there are several different things, and she named them off, and Ativan was in the group. And I said, if you take that needle and get anywhere near my father with it, I'm going to jam it up your ass. Do you understand me? And she said, I'll call security. I mean, we had an exchange. In the end, if you're not an advocate in there for your relatives and your elderly to guard them when they're in the hospital, good luck to them. It was a nightmare. I ended up getting shingles from nerves and dealing with it down in Florida. They opened him up for something with his intestines. When they opened him up, they found a tumor the size of a golf ball on top of his liver. Now, you're normally, they're cutting him open for one thing. When you see something like that, wouldn't you cut it out? But see, the insurance system wouldn't pay to remove that tumor. It was paying to do work on his intestines. So what they did, they took a sample. Yeah, it was cancerous. But they took a sample of it while they were in it, sewed him back up, released him for 24 hours, put him in a nursing home, then brought him back to the hospital so they could operate again and make more money on him.
Yeah. But the medication that you named is not the only one that messes with your memory?
Ativan.
Yeah, Ativan. But let me tell you, ibuprofen. You take ibuprofen, which is also Motrin, and that will start to affect your memory.
Oh, well, no wonder I can't program a show anymore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm serious. It will affect your memory.
Oh, shit.
Ibuprofen affects your memory.
What?
And then, you know, it also thins out your blood.
Yep.
Who are you people? Where am I at?
Don't start now.
Well,
we know where you are.
Said, I don't think anyone who
Hello?
Says that they are in favor of people
Hello?
Cheating the system. Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Ron.
Ron's playing
That's
with
Ron
us.
Ron's playing. Rotai said, I don't think anyone would say they are in favor of people cheating the system, but there has never been any system created by humans where loopholes are not found. That is
That's
correct,
right.
Rotai. I have to agree. You people can find
a way. Absolutely.
You know, they
yeah,
can
but
find
if the system dealt with them.
Somebody out of money, they're going to fuck them out of it. That's what they do. People do shit
but if
the
system
time.
Dealt with them instead of just slapping them on the wrist, then it would set an example so that less people would be willing to do it. You don't let people get away with ripping off the system and then expect all the rest of us to have respect for
the
system.
But the system's ripping off the system, but the system's stealing too. They're just stealing the stealing system.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And Roll Tide also
said... There's no honor among thieves, man. There's no like to her that there's no honor among thieves.
No.
Seriously.
And
that
is
true. So, that's what you're saying. Roll
Tide, call in. Roll Tide said the bigger concern would be the money that people stash away and hire law firms not to pay their share of taxes. And no one lets people get away. The penalties are harsh.
Roll Tide, read the article.
Supernatural says taxes paid towards what? That these supposed wars? True, and I'm going
to
give y'all a link
that
I think that y'all will find really interesting.
You want to send money to it. Get your money right back and it's tax-free.
But what started all this off, that thing about people being able to take bags of money out of the ATMs from not even this country and having money wired directly by the government overseas, and the district attorney documented it. And we don't hear in the main
remember,
media nothing.
The people, Mike, you got to remember the people who handle those transactions are independent contractors. You know what I'm saying?
What?
The the state or federal office sends the okay approval, sends a file to this company, and the company does the processing of the money.
Well, the banks. The
right.
banks are.
Right, it goes back to the banks. Yeah, it goes
right.
back to the banks. Right.
Yep.
They don't give a shit. They'll pump out money as long as you want us to pump it out. The federal, all goes back to the Federal Reserve anyway. All
yep.
goes back there again. More money we loaned you. More money you got to pay us. Yes, that's how it works. The Ponzi scheme. Welcome to it.
We're hemorrhaging, hemorrhaging money.
Bernie Madoff was a rock star.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a rock god. He was a rock star. There's a difference. These are rock gods.
I wonder how much money, every second that goes by, how much money this government wastes every second. What the
hell
is
lots of it. Lots.
Okay, we have some interesting comments in the chat. Okay. Supernatural Radio said, and what good is that to people starving in America? And Pumpkin said, corporate resource police, that is our military complex. And Supernatural Radio said, why is it 1 in 4 kids go to bed hungry in the U.S.? We spend billions on military. And Road Tie said, because we don't care about poor children.
That's right. Fuck them kids. Let's go to war. That's what we want to do. Fuck the poor. Let's go to war. That's our policy. And I'm going to run for president. Say exactly that. Fuck the poor. Let's go to war. That'd be my fucking motto.
Well,
that's
what they
why
do.
Why don't they just say that? Why don't they just say that?
I don't know. Road Tie said we don't care about the poor. And when things are hard for everyone, people are not as sympathetic for the poor. And Golf Dog said, we care about the poor if they are not Americans.
Right.
And Road Tie said, if you word it right, Ron, you can get elected.
I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm
y'all
saying.
Gonna have to call in.
That is my election motto. Fuck the poor, let's go to war. Perfect.
Okay, we have
absolutely
a caller.
Perfect.
We have a caller.
Okay. Hello, caller. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to let him in first.
I got to open the door. I'm lost. We're scared.
I'm trying
outside.
To. I'm
freaking
having
in.
A time here.
It
okay, hello, 423.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Hey, I just wanted to call
May
and
ask
say
who
that
I'm
I
speaking
appreciate.
To, please?
Oh, you can just, you can call me Church if you want.
Church? Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Church.
Okay. I just want to, I just kind of want to make a...
Okay, Golf Dogs and Brian, this is what y'all wanted.
Oh, the trolls! We have the trolls back.
Yeah.
We got one. Troll.
We got a troll.
Hold on to
you know, hook, line, and sinker.
Don't let it slip out, man. Don't let it out of the boat. Hold on to it. don't lose it.
Ron, what was your slogan going to be when you run for office? What was your slogan about the poor?
I'm sorry.
The poor. Let's go to war.
Okay. Here, Ron. I found
yeah.
your slogan. It's not the first time. It's sort of close to it, though. Here. I just put it on
on
the chat room. It's great.
Okay.
I mean, that's along the same idea. But that's a Senate. Talk about an honest Senate.
Most seats met Mel Brooks. Okay.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. Yes,
can
I do.
Can you play it over? Will it come over the air? No, I don't know. Think of it.
I can try it. Can y'all hear it? Nope.
It won't come over.
Can't hear it?
Don't hear it. No.
Alright,
that was a funny clip.
Let me try it on the microphone. Can you hear this?
Moses went to the mountain, and God spoke unto him.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, but it's a different clip.
Moses, this
no,
is
that's
the
not
Lord
the same
thy
clip.
God commanding you to obey my law.
Nope.
Do you hear me?
That's a different clip. Hold on. Hold on.
Nothing but yes. Oh, Lord, why have you chosen me? Hold on. I shall give you my laws, and you shall take them unto the people.
Yes, Lord!
Here, that's a different one. That I don't know
okay,
why it jumped over to that. This is the one that I was talking about. This is in the Senate. Do you remember this one? Here, hold on. Let me see if this comes through.
Of the Roman Senate, hear me.
Back to
palace after palace for the rich, or shall we aspire to a more noble purpose and build decent housing for the poor? How does the Senate vote?
For the poor!
Did that come across?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? From I think that was History of the World.
Yeah, I think that was. Oh, shit.
Yeah, there is the link right here. I don't know why it jumped. I guess it jumped over to a different Mel Brooks video when I went to get the link. But that's the attitude that's out there.
Pretty much.
Millions of dollars that, out of an ATM. How much money does an ATM machine hold?
I don't know.
Well, you can fill up duffel bags, people's suits, going to ATMs and just loading them. And the DA's got all the video. Never mind. It blows me away.
Rotide said, as long as non-Americans are willing to eke out a living on really low wages, then yes, we can. Yes, we care then. And Supernatural Radio said we should be helping those here, not occupying other countries with this BS of democracy, which is mock racy.
What's mock racy?
Rock racy would be helping out those here and not occupying other countries with the BS of democracy. I guess he was giving it a name. And Rotai said big corporations want the money, and when Big Biz plays the tune, we dance. And Supernatural said, which I agree with them both, we got to stop dancing. Okay, Supernatural said mock, like fake.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying that it was fake.
All right.
Thank you, Supernatural.
Oh, the voice from above. I like that. Anyways, that's a report from New York.
Wow, well, Jesus. That's a heck of a report.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. That's terrible. I don't understand that.
Well, if you guys are on Facebook, it might be worth sharing that link.
Yeah, I'm still going to look at something else to try to pull up.
Who was that said they're going to copy it? Cog? Is that you? Who?
No, that was me, Guff Dogs Ron.
Guff Dogs, how are you?
Hello, Guff Dogs.
I'll throw it out on Twitter later.
Yeah, I'm glad. I hope you do. I hope it gets some play and let people see that. Let's see if we can get some people upset about this. I mean, another example. How many examples do we need?
Got them all saved.
Check this out. Some New Yorkers on welfare are using EBT cards for liquor and strippers.
Liquor and strippers. All right.
Yeah. A year ago. Yeah. New York Yorkers.
Jesus.
Wow.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
So, Ron, you're going to Washington? You're going to perform?
I'm thinking about it.
That's cool.
I've been working on it for about the past week, talking to people.
That'd be cool.
It'd be real fun.
Sorry I couldn't offer my services, but to have me play, you'd have to have a belly dancer, and that wouldn't work, I don't think.
Well, although go on welfare in New York.
It would get the attention of the Senate. Probably
you'd make a check and find on Craigslist. Trust me. I can get you a belly dancer.
Can you imagine that?
I can get you a college belly dancer. Shit.
Um,
nothing to it.
Oh, wow, man. But that'll be cool.
Y'all get ready for your next false flag coming up on July 4th.
Oh, yeah. We're holding our breath.
Yeah, I see it coming up on July 4th.
What was the time that was in? See, Albany, New York State stands to lose 1.2 million if they don't address the lack of oversight problems while they face dealing with food stamps.
Mm.
Huh. What is it?
It was 6 months ago, Albany, New York State stands to lose $120 million if they don't address the lack of oversight problems they face with dealing with EBT fraud.
Mm. Ron, are you ready to take another call?
I guess.
I'm sorry.
Do I need to?
I'm sorry. Okay, area code 239. Who are we speaking to? Pardon me? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, area code 239. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, my name's Lee.
Lee? Hello, Lee.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, I just wanted to call in and say, nigger, 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 nigger.
Oh, you're so bright. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, wait. Hey, we've been waiting for these guys, man.
Yeah,
damn, me and
there?
Me golf dogs in
the I love me some nigger.
Well, that's cool. What is that word? Do you have a definition for that? I need help with that, bro. What is that word?
The definition is
it's what?
Nigger.
Okay. Is it a certain race of people, a certain type of person?
Yes.
It is?
The race is nigger.
Okay, dude, I got to help you out a little bit on this, bro. Here's the problem. Actual definition for that word is a thing on a ship doctor's type boat to. It's called a nigger, which attaches to the
rig. Actually, the problem is I think you're a nigger.
I got the name.
You don't know what a nigger is.
Yes, I am. I am. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me that's what you are?
Yes,
I just want
sure.
clarification.
Well, so, you know, it takes one to know one, I know, but you know, it's cool with me.
It takes one to know one.
Hide. Don't hide no more. Come on out, brother, man. You know you're the man.
Wait,
come on out, brother.
Wait.
Don't hide
you
in the closet.
It takes one to know one, and you
quit
said that you're a
yourself
nigger.
Over.
Does that mean
why
that
you
can spot out other niggers?
Well, Lee, honey, you called in here calling it. You're telling me what you are, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I said. It takes
you know,
one
I love for people to let me know what they are.
I mean,
kind of funny.
Time,
I think
it's
called
kind of crazy.
No, I mean,
you
see, it's good. I know
well,
that
see,
you are a ignorant, no educated person.
No.
So thank
no,
you.
He's a member.
Holy fucking
he's
shit,
a member.
Lady. Not only are you old enough to stick my whole fucking foot inside your cunt, you're dumb as shit. I could probably do the same thing.
Oh,
you
well, baby,
skull.
You come over here and try to do that, okay?
And let me tell
you
something,
sweetheart.
You old whore.
You got to be working with something bigger than yourself.
He's been resisting.
Well, I mean, I got my fist. I could turn you into a sock puppet. You probably
he's,
had that
no,
happen
he,
a few
he takes
times.
It in the ass. He likes it in the ass, and he likes black guys.
I think you're projecting
yeah.
here.
I, mean,
I never said anything about
football?
Anal sex. I'm just talking about niggers, and you assume that I mean black people.
You're into
you're
football.
You're talking
smart.
About yourself.
Like football.
You hate black
yeah.
people? Good. Okay. What
yeah,
are we all,
black
all every black person?
He likes niggers. No,
we don't
like black people.
Because you don't
like
black people? Okay, so?
Yeah. You know, there's something
like,
about you know
like
not
like
your hair. It just fucking kills my nose. I hate it so much. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
you always smell like a fucking.
You gotta go.
Honey,
okay.
go back to the Caucasus Mountains where you came from. Okay.
What's never kicking
you know,
out?
That's not
I'm
where
dumb,
I came
dumb.
From.
He's a pussy.
Yeah.
He's
go
a,
learn
he's
your
gay
go
blade.
Learn the
I
real
time,
history
bro.
And you'll see you came from the Caucasus
go
Mountains.
Go learn the real
Lee.
History. Okay. I know Eddie.
He's a broke man, man. Let's get rid of him.
Have a good day, sweetheart.
I
and you
care.
Know what? Black
nice
people
day.
Probably feel the same way about you, the way how you feel
you
about
care.
Us. Thank
have
you,
nice
dear.
Day. Come back to see us again. See you later. God.
That is a white neo-Nazi. What you just heard was a white neo-Nazi, a guy that has
yeah,
no clue what he's talking about. He's brain dead.
New. Fucking lost.
Yeah.
Way lost.
Yeah.
Supernatural call in, and
bitch.
The next time one calls in, you will be more than... Honey, I will leave the line open for you to talk to him.
I was
call
there,
in
but,
and
you, but you
you're
were
on the air?
Job.
Ron, it's Mike.
Yes.
Whenever these guys call in, the trolls, maybe you should post their phone number up there for all of us to see.
No, okay. You get in trouble for that.
Oh, really?
No, you get in trouble for that. Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, my God. That would be wonderful. That would stop it, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but no. I can get sued for that.
Oh, well,
I wouldn't
know that.
I don't know.
See, then they know they can get away with it. They can do whatever they want.
Motherfucker, let's go. Me and you, for time. That's my favorite.
But you can give it to me in private message. Hey, you could private message me that number.
Yeah.
Little do they know, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's all they have to do is do it on the wrong show that somebody that's law enforcement that would be able to take that number, trace it, and then go knocking on the door. Then what are they going to do?
But it's only words means nothing.
The what?
Well,
yeah.
As long as they're not giving a verbal assault, as long as they're not doing terroristic threatening.
Right.
And I'm not that sensitive because you say you hate me because I'm black. That, you know, I mean, but he did verbal threaten me. Didn't he say he was going to do something to me, like to take his fist or something?
Yep.
But you know what he doesn't know? See, I have two sons. They're 6 foot something. And one son wears a size 15 shoe, and the other one wears a 14 shoe. Now, honey, you come and mess with this little mother here, and you will see two sons that will handle you. And then you will see what a foot really feels like going somewhere.
But you know, they always do it from, like, anonymously. Usually they're faceless. Faceless insults and everything where they think you can get away with it. Face to face, they're cowards. They'd never do that.
Oh, yeah.
Never do that. Just cowards. But, you know, it's fun
we
for them.
We have another
caller. It's a sport, like I said.
Okay, Supernatural's on the line, and he wants to handle them if it is.
Okay, this 239, you're on the air.
Oh, that's them back.
Hello?
Oh, that's them. Yes? Maybe help you?
I can't hear. I can't understand. Who is this? Another
no.
call?
Playing music.
You muted
me. I'm muted. Oh. God, don't love him. He's retarded. Can't help him. Thank God, cannot help. Jesus, Lord, cannot help him, brother. He cannot be helped. His hands cannot be holy. He cannot go up there and repent because it's me, Stephen. So let him go.
Okay,
let him go out and box
excuse
people.
Me, dear.
Let him go out
excuse
there and run
me,
with
dear.
The devil. Yes.
Excuse me. We have 15 minutes left. Were you going into overtime or?
I don't know. I don't want to. Why do you guys force me into that? You're abusing me.
I know.
Hey, if you want to,
well,
I got
folks,
a
if
I
you're
going
into overtime with us, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And when this chat room goes out, then you will be able to. Sounds like someone's asleep.
No, it's not me. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't either.
What's
I mean,
that?
I've been hearing for a while. And here is the link for the chat room for when this chat room goes out. Okay, y'all?
Is that the noise you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
This thing here?
Is that your chair?
You hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
You don't know what that is?
No.
No.
That's my face pipe.
Your who?
My vapor pipe. Vapor cigarette.
Oh, okay. It sounds like somebody was sleeping.
No, it's like it's close to my guns, isn't it? I modified this one, and it kicks ass. I don't think I smoked a cigarette in 5 months.
Okay, Ron, your friend is back.
Anyway, I modified the holes, the air vent holes in this thing. I drilled them out and tooled them a little bit, and it's got real good airflow, and it just sits real easy, and this is completely organic. It has nothing in it, no nicotine, no nothing. So I'm happy.
Okay.
But it's a
your friend
help
is
me quit. Help answer it. To help me quit. I have no friends. And I have no friends. You want to play?
Okay.
Out?
Well, one of your
okay,
friends.
Okay, we got two of them. We got two of them in there.
Okay.
Okay, let's try this one. Okay.
Bro, Tosh said,
hello,
keep Ron, he bet you have 50 things.
Right now.
Hey, this is Supernatural Radio.
Supernatural.
Hello, Supernatural Radio.
Hey.
I am so sorry. All this time, I mean, please forgive me. I thought you were a man.
That's
I
okay.
never knew you were a female. But this is my first time hearing your voice.
Never judge a book by its cover.
I never knew. I'm so sorry, but I'm so glad you called in. Thank you.
Supernatural, I tried listening to your show last night, but it was music. There was only music I heard for a while, so I clicked off.
Were you on
last night?
No, not last night, no.
Yeah, I think that was your show.
No, I think not.
No, okay, maybe it wasn't.
I think not, my friend. Oh.
It was late, but it was. I thought it was a show. But anyways.
I want to say,
Jackie, you're a class act, and thank you. And where is that freaking troll? Because I want to talk to him. Is he on the is he on the line?
He'll come back. He'll come back. It's like a virus can't shake.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be back.
You know, I'd love to see him dropped off in Harlem and shit his pants, because that's exactly what he would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there were gang members. New York City gang members are no joke down there.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I got a better place to send him. East St. Louis. East St. Louis, North St. Louis. Send him there. Yeah, like one talk about gladiators.
Yeah. Shave his head, tattoo a crucifix on his head, and let him loose in the Middle East.
The only thing down there that shines is the strip bars. I'm telling you, East St. Louis people. I'm telling you, I grew up there. I know. Trust me. You know, you can watch St. Louis News and it guarantees 5 or 6 dead people a day. In St. Louis. You think Chicago's bad. St. Louis is the top runner, too. Oh, here we go.
Really?
Another one on hell. Yeah. East St. Louis,
they
man.
They just don't say it on the news, huh?
No. No, they don't. A lot of me never hear about it. But it's bad. It's bad country down there.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Well, that's part of the industry that walked out of there. They went to China.
Yeah.
You know?
I always liked St. Louis.
Walking out there in the '80s, man. Anheuser had a bottle factory over there. It was a huge, big bottle factory. They
yep.
had
mm-hmm.
Rum companies. They had all the grain companies, all kinds of shit. Mystic River going on down there. Now it's you guys' casino boat.
Okay, Rod, you have another one, dear.
Yeah, I see. Okay, hold on. All right.
Supernatural, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air.
All right.
423, you're on the air.
Okay, he wants us to hear his music. You know, the OJs made a song, "We Got a Message in Our Music." I wonder if they have a message in their music.
The message is I'm an idiot.
You, okay, sir, you'll get a check now. Every month on the first, you'll get a check from us.
All right, white boy.
There is no white people here.
He hung up.
Yeah, he hung up.
Yeah, too bad.
That is very suspicious.
We are colorless on this show. No one has color.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm white myself.
The only color on
my show
is white.
Listen. Yeah, no. And that's what I appreciate about this show is that I can say I'm white and not get freaking cracked
on. Oh, you're one of them.
Yeah.
Well, why did you get cracked on?
She's one of them.
You're white?
Jack,
oh, my God.
You can't be on here. You've got to be plain.
Honey, get the bleach. We got to bleach the phone here. There's a white person on it. I heard him.
Somebody's back.
So listen, you guys. I've called into other shows, talk Real Solutions, Real Talk, whatever the hell it's called.
That was the one I told you guys about. They were talking about drugs. That was the one.
No, but I mean, and then I said I was white, and they all lambasted me. They
yep.
were like,
really?
Oh, you're white. Do you know what your ancestors did to us? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep. Antoinette, remember I told you about that show?
Yes. And
yeah,
oh,
that's it.
I never heard that show.
Well,
why are you buying your shit from a white boy, man? We got good drugs in the black community. You don't have to go buy. I'm telling you. You wouldn't believe what they were saying.
And they're right.
That's just foolish.
It's stupid.
If you're going to say,
right.
Okay, Ron, you have a whole lot of people with their hands up.
I see
and,
that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, and it's good. I mean, any folks that are in the chat room and y'all haven't gotten in yet.
All right.
Okay.
You only have 10 minutes. Okay, Ron, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Talk Real Golf Solutions.
Talk. Here we go. Okay, here we go. First, this is Block Caller. Let's see who we got here.
Mm.
Hello, caller. How are you doing?
Ron, keep on talking. Keep on talking, Ron.
You stupid fucking moron.
Okay, Ron, that's a man that loves your voice.
Ron, keep going. Uh-huh. Keep talking, Ron.
Okay,
keep
am talking. I going too deep on you, man? Too deep? Okay, all right. I'll be here, I promise.
Wow.
All right, next one, 423, same old guy. What's up, man? Son? How you doing, Trollo? Trollo, what's up, man? What's up, Trollo, man? Hey, you don't want to check around, man. What's up, man?
I think practicing for a stand-up show.
404, how you doing? Welcome to the Ron Rex Show, live on BTR for Long Talk Radio, live.
Hi.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Jackie.
Businesses?
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, God. Hell came now. What's up, Jack?
This is
so long. I said,
you want me to hang
now.
Up?
No, Jackie, don't pay him any attention.
Why can't I be mean to you?
Oh, Roll Tide said, good old Jackie. What's up? I guess up.
I said her name three times or so. Ooh, there she is. Hi, Jackie.
Did y'all have a topic?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
wait a minute now. I saw that movie now. Jackie, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, doing fine over here.
Who are you?
Good.
I'm Mike.
Mike.
We were just talking about some of the trolls that were over here. We were fishing for trolls.
Mm.
And we've had quite a selection that have come on. Have you heard any of them?
Just the last two.
Oh, now we've been having a selection. They're out there.
Oh, there's another one. Oh,
my God.
There
we go again.
Oh, well, your sister 9-1 is back, Ron.
Yeah, he's back. I was talking.
Supernatural?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. There you go, Supernatural.
No. Right, so you're not Jackie, co-host?
No, I'm Antoinette.
Oh, hello. Antoinette, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought your name was Jackie. Because I've heard
no,
you a
my name
times.
Is Antoinette.
I'm sorry, Antoinette.
Oh,
okay, Supernatural,
right.
We got one for you.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Hello?
I'm 239. You're open back again, dear.
Can you hear me?
We can
hear
you.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you got to say?
Man?
What?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, no,
man?
I just... Pretty good. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. I just, you know, got done frying my brain.
Okay, dear, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I was just reading your description about complaining about gas and such business.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me?
What?
He's been
trolling us, Jackie.
The fuck I have is my first dog.
I heard him say something about gas prices.
The last two times he called,
he had to call with that.
Oh my God, you're so ignorant. I bet you didn't even have a freaking girlfriend and never had one, you loser.
Yes, my right hand.
Yeah, your right hand. Oh, that's attractive, too. You like that?
Yeah. You don't do me any wrong.
You like that?
Hey,
it doesn't do you wrong. Maybe it'll pick up a gun one day and shoot you in the fucking head.
He lives in the basement of his mama's house.
Not very nice.
Mary Palman, of course, that's his girlfriend.
You got to ask him a million dollar question, which
like
is going to be,
a heck?
You have more calluses on your dick than
like
you do on your hand.
A heck? You're a heck. Heck.
Hey,
heck.
Yeah, man, I can't help this shit your mom gave me.
Yeah.
Honey, go back to Mary Palman, her poor sisters. I'm sure she's probably busy right now working
on
you.
Whop her ass every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
You know, he's probably a college kid, you know.
No,
that's pretty much how they
think. Is.
It's like, what? Are you serious?
And
go
what
to
are you
church.
Studying to be a politician?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to enslave all you niggers again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, baby, you're still a slave now. You're enslaved now.
Yeah.
See, if it wasn't for what the 14th Amendment did, honey, you're already enslaved in your mind because you don't know how to think.
No, he's really a slave.
When you learn how to troll, go to troll, find a troll class and have them set it up so y'all can learn something interesting. Something, you know, more of value to say when you come in and troll because you have nothing original.
Antoinette, he's already a dead man. He's already dead. You're like calling in, you're a fucking dead man already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye, dead man.
He's a straw man.
Antoinette or Ron?
Yes.
What's
yes,
that?
Jackie.
It's Dr. Terry.
What now?
Okay. No, I haven't.
Man already.
Oh, somebody got their speakers playing.
That's a recording.
He's just talking. He's just stereo sounds with this shit. Dude,
yeah, he's playing a recording. Ron, you're a great fisherman, though. You're bringing them out of the woodwork. I love this.
So I'm saying, remember, I'm down in the Ozarks. I'm down by two big major lakes. I mean, Bull Shoals and Table Rock Lake in Tanny Como River. And, you know, hey, man, I do know how to fish. That's like, matter of fact, they got three minutes under my house, so. That's right.
Well, you got 3 minutes, folks, to call in and do your thing.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Do your thing. And do your thing. Yeah, you got 3 minutes to call and do your thing. 3 minutes. Anytime you're doing 3 minutes, three blue cash juice, get open.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Talk to me.
Hello?
Hello, dear. What's your name?
We can hear you, Hick.
Dude, if you want to manipulate audio, you got to do better than this. Come on, man.
Oh, Ron, could you please do
all
something
right
about that? That noise is brutal.
That's it. I'm getting out the soundboard. That's it. If I can find it.
Whoa, boy.
Soundboard.
No, but seriously, it's like, where are these people coming? Like, what is their mindset? It's like, they're, you know, like
they're bored.
I said,
they're bored.
Fucking,
they want
they're
attention.
They're the walking dead.
They're brain dead zombies is exactly what they are. Brain dead zombies. Ain't got a clue.
They wrote a song about them. You know the song they wrote about?
Pardon me?
That song was wrote a long time ago.
Well, they won't be able to call back in 2 minutes.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote a song for these people. They sure did. It goes something like this. All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Some shows, trolls don't even bother because they know they won't be taken seriously. They won't get no airtime.
No, but
yeah,
I mean, what
true.
Is, you know,
some
it's
people
like
kick people out their chat room as a guest.
Right.
Yes.
They do that on shows, too.
Yes.
Ron, you ought to have a show and just title it The Troll Show and start off from the very get-go.
We were talking
then
about that earlier.
We're
going to take one night and we're going to call it Open Party Line Night. Open Party Line. That's where I don't talk, Anthony don't talk. And we just answer, just turn on all the phones. Everybody calls.
Okay, well, we have one
is,
now.
They say.
We have one now, Ron.
Sweet. Okay, all right, here we go. All right.
Okay.
Damn, it's wearing me out. This is coming to job.
Okay, Erico 612. Hello, can we have your name and where you're calling from?
Name
612.
My name is Travis. I'm from
Travis.
Minnesota.
Travis.
You're from where?
Hello, Travis.
Travis.
How are you tonight?
Let me tell you. It's that Obama nigger faggot.
Travis.
He's
Travis.
Ruining America.
Travis.
Oh,
Travis.
Yeah, exactly.
Travis.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% on that.
I am at the gas station in my decisions. Like, you know, man, that's
but he does.
$30.
Today? It's over, man. Give it up, man. It's over.
And
it's
he
done.
Said,
done.
We call Obama a nigger. Obama is a mulatto.
No, Obama is a nigger. He is ruining America.
Really
we need to impeach him before the world ends.
Well, honey, you're a nigger, so, I mean, what? You're both the same.
Yeah.
I'm not a nigger.
Yeah,
you
are
a nigger,
yeah,
dear.
You are.
You are a nigger. You are very ignorant.
Yeah. Travis,
you're like a
nigger.
Little small child that has
well,
not
Charlie,
had any home
you,
training at
you,
all.
You
are a nigger.
I will
you
find
are
you.
A nigger, baby,
you.
In case you didn't
you're
know it.
Yeah,
you're
well,
a nigger,
Travis,
sweetheart.
You got a small,
you're a nigger. You need a baby
dick.
Bottle and your diaper change. You know, apparently you didn't get that affection or anything when you were coming up. But,
or
yes, dear, you
question.
Are a nigger. You are a nigger. You need to be put back in the playpen.
Yeah.
Or put
what,
back
what
in
you,
the crib.
What are you guys smoking?
He gets no affection
now
either. But, Travis, you're
I mean,
a
I guess
man.
You must be a meth head. But,
you're
you know, sweetheart,
man.
You are a nigger.
You a meth head.
You are a nigger, dear. You see?
So tell me so, brother. You like,
you're a nigger. So you go
why
and
are
you
calling
meditate
me a nigger?
On that.
I just want to complain about the gas. And you call me a nigger.
Because you can't, you called in and you called him a nigger. All you had to do was just say to the man, I don't care what you are a nigger.
Yeah.
You, little boy, are a nigger.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
back and play with your little blocks. Get your bottle.
Yeah.
You know, go get your
diaper
change.
You don't feel like it was really stupid to,
yeah.
when I tell you that I'm a Navy SEAL.
I've
been
give
over 300
shit.
Navy
SEAL.
You are,
Navy SEAL, I
don't
give a shit what
you are, and you are a Navy SEAL nigger. Okay?
You're
now
a fucking
go back
ignorant
and play in the
play
team.
Yeah, you were Navy SEAL, you'd grow up. You're
oh,
a
yeah,
punk.
You grow, why don't you grow
you're
up by
punk?
Going and shacking up with one of your Marines? You fucking idiot.
You raw motherfucker.
So what is the schedule, Ron and Antoinette?
Ron has made it at 12 o'clock now, Jackie.
Every night?
Every night,
yes.
Late night.
Okay, cool, I'll be here.
Well, you're not leaving now, are you?
No.
Okay.
The only days we're early is Sunday, church day. We have church on the show.
I run.
You guys, I apologize. I don't mean to swear so much, but I just can't help it, you know?
Oh, you're fine.
What?
Ron does it.
What? I do nothing of the sort.
Oh, you cuss like a sailor. You know you do.
I do? Oh, heaven forbid.
Yes.
Never.
I guess the Jew doesn't troll Ron's show, huh?
Yeah, he comes
Let's
here,
take
too.
A look in
he
the
hasn't
book of
been
Daniel.
Here for a while.
We're going to look at the first paragraph on the first hymnal of Blessed Be Our Old Lady.
You know, Ron.
Dear old lady. Yes.
Ron, have you ever heard that, you know, some people, sometimes when they play in church and they play church so much, they end up, they jump up and accidentally get saved? Keep playing
it
church.
It would have to be a miracle beyond God to save me.
Uh-huh, and that's
God
what
couldn't
happened.
Handle it.
God still does miracles
me,
today.
No, forget it. Ain't
yes, God. Yes.
He, I talked to him yesterday. He's trying, man. Look, I've been trying to help him. Like, can't help
uh-huh.
him. Quit.
Yeah.
But
you just keep playing with him and watch
I said,
and see.
It's that fucking BTR shit, man. I got the BTR-itis. And it's hurting me. I can't stop it. It's worse than AIDS. I'd rather have AIDS than have the BTR-itis. I'm so mentally fucked up, they can't understand nothing I said anymore.
Uh-huh.
One time I talk to him on the air.
Uh-huh.
Over the world.
Keep on, Ron Rick.
Why not? Yeah, yeah, yeah. My
name is
Cheese.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So what happened? Did we lose him now? Or is he gone?
I don't believe so. I believe
well,
he's still
just
here.
Like you said, after a certain time, they can't call back in, right? So they're done.
Right.
No, he's done.
Yeah.
All right, then they're done. The entertainment's over for them. I'm telling you, I think they're just lonely. They're lonely social misfits. They don't know what to do, and they get their jollies off like this. It's a sport. Let's see how many shows I can disrupt tonight. Isn't it great? These people are all idiots. I'm smarter than them, and watch this. I can insult them and everything else. It'll drive them nuts.
Yeah,
that's how they
and
think.
Then they get insulted, and then they get insulted when
there
they get insulted.
Song.
Isn't that something they react?
There's another song wrote about some people. I got too much time in my hands. Taking away too much time in my hands.
So what was that? Somebody was that. One of them. Didn't he mention? I thought he mentioned the devil or something. And then you mentioned something about.
That was Ron. That wasn't
Ron. Ron mentioned the.
Yeah, I think I said the devil. And they wrote a song about that too. Jesus, devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a gold deal. He was behind. He's way behind. He's willing to make a deal. And devil jumped on Hickory and says, "Boy, let me chase." I fucked that off. I lost that old verse, didn't I? Yeah.
Here's my favorite. I just posted in the chat room. That's my favorite of the devil right there. That's great.
Hey, Ron, too much time on my hands. The instrumental part of that,
six.
I love. So I used to use that for a beginning of a show a long years ago.
Really?
You know, the bump, 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 bump. It was just pretty cool.
Tommy Shaw, my boy. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Did you ever see that video?
No.
Mr. Bean plays the part. He plays the part of the devil welcoming everyone to hell.
Oh yeah,
oh, no.
I've seen that.
You never saw it? That's great.
Hell.
No.
Yeah. And he says, "The French, would you join the Germans over there? I'm sure you have a lot to talk about." Oh yes. Who else do we have on the list? Yes, attorneys over there, please. All the attorneys, could you? That was
yeah,
a good
you're going
skit.
To hell.
The devil welcomes
yes,
you
was.
To hell. My goodness. Oh my!
Fornicators line up in front of the little guillotine.
Did you guys ever see that one stupid ass Adam Sandler flick? What was it called? Little Nicky. He's the son of the devil, and he had to go up and get his brothers back in his glass and drag him back down in there. And Ronnie Dangerfield was actually playing the grandfather as the big devil.
Oh, I think that sounds familiar. Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. When Rodney Dangerfield was in there, and they got knocked down or something. The two brothers knocked him down and shit. And Rodney Dangerfield was like, "Damn, I can't respect you in hell."
Oh, shit.
That movie was hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny.
Is he still living?
Can't respect you.
No.
No, he's dead.
No, he's
dead. His head's in Cairo State thing.
His head?
He's a Harvey Keitel?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
Rodney Dangerfield.
When did he die?
Cryogenics or something? Where they froze him?
Cryogenics, right? Yeah, he was frozen. Right.
Oh my!
Wait a minute, who got frozen?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, I mean, all they do is they freeze his head. Now, picture 300 years from now, they wake him up. Can you see the reaction from him? The head sitting on the table, going, "What happened here? What happened here? You don't got a body for me yet?"
Hell, I'll check that one over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be happy.
No respect. Yeah.
Jesus.
Who's Kilroy in
here?
That's I'm Kilroy.
Ron?
I'm Kilroy. Mike.
Mike, okay. Are you, did you just choose that name out of nowhere, or is that your real last name?
No, I'm a military historian. World War II.
Oh, my God. Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah,
I saw Antoinette.
Because I was looking up my father. I'm taking care of my father who has Alzheimer's, and his best man was James Kilroy, and I was looking up the name Kilroy tonight, so I thought that was weird, you know.
Well, if you look at the avatar that I put on the name, if you click on the name, it shows that little avatar.
Yeah.
That was a running cartoon that was a running joke all throughout World War II in all the theaters, where that would be painted on walls, it would be painted everywhere like graffiti, and everybody would be like, who's Kilroy?
And it was a real guy?
Well, they're saying now that it was one of the inspectors in the aircraft. I forget if it was Boeing or what aircraft, what company. And this guy would actually put Kilroy was here in the back on some of the fuselage parts in the back corner of the plane to show that, yes, it was inspected. And that's what they're claiming. I don't know if that's true. And they said, some of the guys would end up finding it going, holy shit, who's this guy Kilroy?
Yeah.
And it ended up turning it, rolling, going on a roll from there. So it ended up a joke, an inside joke during the whole war.
Okay, but then there's a guy, Mike, that says that he was the Kilroy or he's from Massachusetts. Like this guy, I forgot his first name, but it's something Kilroy, and it was like purported that he was the one who did that.
Probably was. Did they mention it about the aircraft? Was that the article?
Yeah.
Then that was that was him. That was what they say supposedly started it. You don't know if it's true or not. It makes sense. It could be.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at the guy. Remember that famous picture of the sailor kissing the girl, dipping her down at the end of the war?
Yeah.
Now there have been four or five different guys that have come forward and say, "No, I'm the one who did that." Not, and these guys were all honest. They said, "No, they really believed it. I'm the one who was in that picture," and they've never been able to prove really who.
Wow. Okay.
So there were a lot of World War II. There were a lot of myths that just kept going. It took them years to finally figure out who Rosie the Riveter really was that was in that poster.
Right.
You know,
right.
And for them to come out publicly and admit, you know, you remember that picture of the soldier, the World War II soldier with a cup of coffee, and since then people have turned it into a meme, and it says, "How about a great big cup of shut the fuck up?" Remember that poster that we've done it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got the original of that poster with a picture of the guy when he was a kid that was the actor that played with the model for that picture.
Oh,
and it's a picture of him holding it, and he signed it.
Wow.
And so there were actual people that, you know, and he put down what unit he was with and everything else. It's kind of cool seeing before and after.
Cool. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So do you feel
did you say you were a historian or you were in the war?
No, World War II, I'd be in my 80s. I'm a historian.
Oh, okay.
No.
Do you still have contact with the living World War II vets?
Oh, a lot of them. I mean, I run into them all the time. I mean, there's a couple of them that I'm worried about, a couple I haven't seen lately. You know, I'd run into them at the market. They're still around. I know some of them are in their 90s, and they're still driving. God bless them.
Right, yeah.
And they're a part of the honor flights. I mean, they were still flying guys down to see the World War II, the monument. And I know the guy, Anthony Millay, that was the one that lifted the barricades that Obama's people put on the monument during the sequestration. Remember when they shut down the World War II monument?
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of World War II veterans that were going to see it. Mm-hmm. And Obama's administration put barricades up, and Anthony Millay from up here in New York, he went down there with one of the honor flights, and he lifted the barricades and got the World War II veterans to lift them, and they walked in on their own, and the media did a big thing about it, remember?
Yes, I do remember that.
What a game. What a disgrace.
I know. What a disgrace indeed. Indeed.
What a disgrace.
Well, I mean, that was, you know, that was a real war, Mike.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, it was. And guys that were fighting for... But I'll tell you what, I've got a collection room that's pretty extensive, and I had an older gentleman that I ran into years ago, and he was a medic on Guadalcanal. In other words, to be a medic with the Marines, you'd have to be a corpsman. You'd have to be in the Navy, and you're a corpsman, and you're assigned to a Marine unit. And I've got all of his uniforms, his Navy uniforms and his Marine uniforms. That he had, and you know, anyways, he walked into my collection room, and he started crying, and it was one of those times when I wish that I had a video camera hooked up, because it was like when a veteran is confronted with the artifacts of World War II, it's like unlocking a door of memories in the mansion of your head. If you looked at your head as if it's a mansion, all the different rooms. And a lot of the vets, when they come home, they put the memories in one room and they shut that door. Some of them lock it, throw away the key. They don't want to know what's in it anymore.
Right.
Others just shut the door, and they go back to revisit it when they're older because the memories are still there. A lot of them are proud memories. They're not all sad. A lot of them are horrible memories. But he walked in that room, and it was like a light switch turned on. And he just went into this nonstop. He said, "We were young. We were kids. They died in our arms. We didn't have time to think. There wasn't anything about patriotism or God and country. They were our brothers. We tried to do the best and patch them up to make sure they could make it, get back to the transport, get back to the hospital ships to save their lives. But many of them died. We couldn't do it. We did the best we could. We didn't all know what we were doing. There was no time to think." And he went on and on. I'm sitting there going, holy shit.
I know.
Holy shit.
I know.
And these memories, as collectors, we end up with them now. Because they never took time to write books. They never documented it. It's a different part of America that's been forgotten, that the schools don't teach. A different set of values.
Right.
And it's a shame.
It is a shame. Totally.
That it's not remembered.
I agree.
The sacrifices that were made by these men, by these kids.
Mm-hmm.
No, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you for trying to preserve this. Because, and, you know, seriously, thank you for doing that.
No, it's my pleasure. I mean, I make it available. I loan things to the...
Become a World War II historian.
When I was about 7 or 8, one neighbor gave me a German helmet. And then from there, I ended up with a Japanese helmet. And then even as a kid, I realized, oh, my God, this I see movies on TV. This happened. It's not a cartoon. This really – and then I became interested, but there weren't any reference books. We're talking back in early 60s. There were very little reference books on this stuff. So it became like a treasure hunt as a kid. I'd ask all the relatives and friends, do you have any war souvenirs, any helmets, medals, swords? And, I mean, back – shit, it must have been 1968 or 69. I must have been 11. I got my first Japanese rifle, a Type 99 Arisaka with a bayonet, and I got it for $5 at an antique shop.
Excellent.
And I brought it home on the bus, and I carried it all the way. I walked after where the bus dropped me off. Now, if today, and if an 11-year-old was walking up the street with a bolt-action rifle, what do you think would happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a different world back then in the 60s.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I like the 60s.
What?
I like the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, it was a different world. But so that's what got me interested in it, and then the collection just kept growing, and I kept keeping stuff, and other kids would sell things off, like trading cards, and treat it like G.I. Joe stuff. I kept everything. So, and then the collection grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. But then you pick up something and you buy a book. You have to study about it. You go to the library, read up on battles. And then I'd meet, it was kind of fun because then after reading, you meet a soldier that, you meet a veteran that was in a specific battle that I'd already read about.
Right.
Now you're getting a different perspective. Well, what about this? You can ask them questions. What about that? And they were impressed that you took an interest in it because in the 60s and 70s, what kids, nobody, and you know what? They'd give me stuff. And they say, now this I got here, this I got there. And, you know, I'd take notes. Okay, this was found here. They took this as a... It was an interesting hobby. But now it's turning sad because the veterans are dying. I've got the artifacts.
Yeah.
But they're gone.
I know.
They're gone.
But, stories? Yeah, the stories, too?
Oh, I've got the stories. I mean, I've got one old-timer was a... in his 80s, he was a hot shit, boy. I'll tell you, he was from down in Astoria, Queens. And every year he'd come up here to see my collection. And he turned into be a good friend. He was with a tank destroyer unit, World War II. And the first time he walked into my room, and I've got double rows of mannequins set up with World War II uniforms. And there's a whole selection. One section is all German uniforms, all different types.
Wow.
And he walked in and he pointed at one uniform. He went, every time I think of those guys, I get a guilty conscience. And
really?
I went, what?
Yeah.
What? And he turned to me and he said, the railroad guys. I said, wait a minute. Which uniform are you talking about? And he said, that one right there, the dark blue one. Reichsbahn, the dark blue one. I said, how do you know after all these years, how do you remember that's railroad? He said, I know because we always used to shoot them. What do you mean you always used to shoot them? He said, we didn't know what they were. We thought they were like Nazi National Guard. And he said, when we come up on them, we'd see them. I'd open up on them with a 50 from a distance. And it was sort of like a game to see if I could take them out with a 50 from a distance. And we used to take them out. And then they came to us, and they finally told us to stop shooting them. All they were railroad guys.
Oh, my God.
And he said, I stopped shooting them. I started getting some nice watches from those guys. And I was like, John, Jesus Christ. I was like, what the... He said, yeah, I got a guilty conscience, though. I shot a lot of them, but they had nice watches. I was like, Jesus Christ, John, Jesus.
I know, but that's what they would do, Mike, right?
I know. But do you see what I mean, how the memory works, though?
Yeah, yeah.
How the human mind works is interesting.
Right,
60, it 70
is.
Years later, and what's he remember?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's funny how the memory works. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. That's like, I love the whole, you know, I don't love that there was World War II, but I am so fascinated by it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really into that, you know? I think it's so interesting.
No, it really is. I mean, there's a lot to it. You could have 10 lifetimes and not understand World War II. There's so many different facets. So much was going on at the same time, compressed into such a short period. And in the end, what do we have? We have millions of people in unmarked graves that are forgotten.
Yeah. True.
I got one last question for you.
What's that?
You said World War II was the last war.
No,
why,
it's not the last.
Why do you say that?
It's not the last war. I never said the last war.
I said that was a real war. It wasn't the last.
The last real war. Why? Well, I've heard that. I've also heard that these things that's going on now, I think they say either it was World War II or either the Korean War was the last war, and everything else is a conflict. I'm asking, what do you see different in those older soldiers and the soldiers of today going forward after that, besides technological differences?
What I see soldiers of today just like today going in as normal citizens. But what I do is I see when they come back, I see a change in them. And what I see is all of a sudden their values and everything have been changed. And all of a sudden they sort of get it. The values, I don't want to say that a lot of them matured, but a lot of the values and reality has sunk into the point with a lot of them, when guys that are frontline, that have been on the front line dealing with it, where they're just like the veterans of World War II with what they've gone through and everything, and they can have an appreciation. I've seen World War II veterans relate almost as if a fraternal brother with a younger soldier that served in Iraq or Afghanistan. They have so much in common that they've been through. And some of it the guys don't want to talk about. And I've heard from soldiers that before they left to go to war, where their grandfathers that served in World War II, or their, even in some cases, other relatives would sit them down and talk to them about their experiences and try to give them some insight into what to look for. And that was the same with guys that served in Vietnam, where these guys still care about the younger soldiers of today that have gone and that have fought, because that's a bond that transcends, whether you're talking Civil War or anything else, armed conflict. It's something that none of us will ever understand unless we've lived through it.
Right.
And we won't. And now, as far as the last real war, World War II is going to be the last of its style of a major conflict where you have, I don't think we'll ever have it again, where you have major armored, like Kursk, or any of these major tank battles or anything else like this, or pushes with armor and infantry and air getting in, because now technology's redefined what the battlefield is like. It's not going to be like that anymore.
Right.
It's a whole different thing. We've got drones and everything else. It's a whole different world. So technology's come to play a lot. So we're not going to have another war like World War II with a landing on Normandy with that many men facing an enemy and hand-to-hand fighting. And it's evident. Do you know the Army doesn't issue bayonets anymore?
Mm-mm.
I just saw the training range over at West Point that was bayonet training range. They did away with it. It's done.
Wow. But Mike, I think that Jackie might also be inferring that are these new wars warranted like that one might have been?
I think a lot of people, I wish a lot of people would get out of their heads that there's one person somewhere in the world sitting behind a desk with a cigar and has the flags of every country on his wall, and he's in charge of everything. There's no such thing. There's so much greed and corruption in the world today that every single one of these people and these governments and the people with the money and the international bankers and everybody else and, oh, my God, the trilaterals and all the other, they're all fighting at each other's throat because they all want control. And not one of them could get it. So each one of them plays games. On who? On us.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of it is incompetence. But people say it's the military complex. No, it isn't. The military complex is trying to keep itself afloat, for God's sake. What are they dependent upon? Upon the political world giving them the money to be able to hold their events and hold their training and everything else. They have to wait for the government to cut the money loose. And does the government trust the military? No. Look how many generals Obama has just fired and gotten rid of and said, well, this one got in an argument with somebody and there was sexual harassment 3 years ago, we're firing him. This one fell asleep on the job and controlling a ship and the ship crashed, we're firing him. This any excuse they can find, they've been decimating any of the higher-ups that are in the Pentagon. But these are high-paid generals. So I can see some of the way that the government thinks, you know what, we've got all this extra flotsam and jetsam running around here, and they're high-paid and everything else. Let's thin out a lot of these generals, get rid of them. The Pentagon doesn't have the power to say no.
Yeah.
Otherwise, some of these, the top-named generals, do you think they would have walked away calmly?
No.
No. If they had the power, no. They're not going to relinquish command like that and just say, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
No, but everybody thinks, oh, there's got to be somebody. It's a conspiracy. They're all under control of this one guy. We don't know who it is. It must be the money people. Oh, Jesus. The system is so big, convoluted, so screwed up. Nobody's in charge. There's incompetence everywhere. One hand doesn't know what the other one's doing, and it's not a case of one hand and the other. They have so many hands. This government's an octopus.
Yeah.
And not one of the hand knows what the other hand is doing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're sitting back and we're paying for it.
What do you think of, what's his name, Edward Snowden?
I think that he probably meant to do the right thing and also do some damage. And by exposing all of this, but you know what? The American public doesn't care. The government cared more. They're more afraid of it and more embarrassed by what he released. That did a lot of damage to their credibility in the White House. But if the American people had really stood up and understood and really bitched enough, they could have demanded, you know what, we want everybody responsible. And I want to see every single email, every single bit of intel. I want it exposed. I want it on the news.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many people actually got out there and commented?
Exactly.
Nobody.
Exactly.
They don't care.
I don't really think that would have been a good idea, because we would think, you know, that, oh, it's American and the American people have the right to know and see these things. But if it's exposed to the American people, it's exposed to the world, our enemies.
The world. But you know what? The people didn't care.
Nobody cared
over here.
No.
What did it accomplish? Now this guy's hiding in Russia. Putin's keeping him. He doesn't want him to go. He doesn't care. Stay here.
Oh, he's not hiding. He's just right there.
Well,
oh,
you know what I mean? By hiding,
in
other words, he's
Thank
not...
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to come to Times Square anytime soon for New Year's.
No, right.
And he's going to be careful. He's going to be careful what countries he goes to, so the CIA can't pick him up and bring him over here.
No, but it was like he said, he suspected, Mike, that it didn't have any effect on us. And
nope.
He's absolutely right.
Nothing.
You know?
Nothing. The government got away with it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now that Obama could murder somebody. And it would be in the paper, and there'd be an investigation, and then there'd be a news alert. Oh, my God, Beirut was just bombed. Terrorists are... What happened? And everybody, it's like watching a tennis match, the American public.
Yeah.
What do they do? They'll shift their gaze from the left to the right. Oh, look over there. Piece of candy. Remember Family Guy? Piece of candy.
Yeah. No, I never seen that, but yeah.
You never saw that?
This other show
hosted
a minute ago. Well, not a minute, but... He got upset because the Jew called into the show and had his son say, Obama kills people. And I was looking up, I like to do this. It's so fun to me. I could spend hours doing this, looking up little known facts. And I was reading this fact, and I think it was either somewhere in Vietnam or either, I want to say Laos or Cambodia, I don't know. I think Laos. And they said that a bomb was dropped on this city like every 30 seconds for 10 years.
On what city?
Oh, well, there's still a city left there?
It was during the Vietnam War, and it was either a city in Laos, either Laos, Cambodia, or one of the Vietnam. A city, one of the cities. I have to look. I didn't I should have paid attention to what the name of the city was. I think I was just more fascinated by the fact that a bomb was dropped every 30 seconds for 10 years.
I don't know. I never heard about that one.
I mean, how could it survive? I mean, what would be left of it?
Well, this was during the war.
What type of bomb was it? Did it say what type of bomb?
It said some of them were duds, but however it was set up, it just went off like every 30 seconds. Either 30 seconds, 3 minutes, it had a three. It wasn't 30 minutes, though. Just like the whole time of the war. I'm going to have to look that up and get back with you and let you know exactly where that
city never,
was.
I never heard of, the Vietnam War is out of my realm. I'm up to around 1945. That's it.
My
focus
is 39
to 45.
In times of war or conflict, people are going to die. And if you want to blame the president, you will have to blame all of the presidents, and you will have to look at it that way. So I don't really see that as something to get upset about.
You lost me completely, Jackie. I'm not sure where you went with that.
Well, just like in that war that
World War
you II? Are studying. Yeah.
In World War II.
In World War II. In
right.
the war before that. In
World
any
War
War before
you,
that.
All right. You understand
and
how...
conflicts. It's always a president involved, you know, that's heading the military on our end and somebody that's in charge on the other end. And they're all involved. And if you want to say that this is killing people, of course it's killing people. It's war. But they're all involved. You get what I mean? They're all involved.
Well, they have to all be involved. Otherwise, we don't send troops overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, the Senate, the Congress, everybody has to be in there and say, yeah, let's do this. And we're going to do war bonds. And we're going to get motivated here. And yeah. But, you know, I mean, one of the biggest things that this administration doesn't believe in, but one of the biggest things that made us succeed, helped us succeed, was what they called back then the arsenal of democracy. It was the private sector. It was private companies, factories, that actually, not government controlled, not government jobs, not as Obama said, the government gave you that work, bullshit, or the government didn't create Singer Sewing Center, or the Singer Sewing Factory. It didn't create IBM. It didn't create the research and development labs in Boeing. No, it was the private sector that stepped up and did it. Or Henry Kaiser, when it was his engineers and his guys that came up with the Liberty ships. Did you know anything about the Liberty ships? Were shipping supplies overseas? And the modular, how they made them, like Legos, to put them together. Just like Henry Ford with the assembly plant. What did the government have to do with creating that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that most people don't? Singer Sewing, they made for a short period of time, they were making 45 caliber 1911 pistols.
Wow.
A Singer Sewing. Don't tell me
I
that because you know how much
them.
You know how much they sell for?
I bet.
I bought them at auction. I bought them at auction for $100 a piece.
A Singer 45 today, I think the last one Julia Auction sold it was like $350,000.
Oh my God.
That's
You're
how
kidding.
Rare that pistol is.
I got
take a look
them.
Take
I
a look at do a
I'm
Google
serious.
Search for Singer 1911
no
value. Take a look,
yeah.
Do a Google search.
I'll be there.
That guy whoever that is, you just won the lottery.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I guess so.
That's a serious
on.
Chunk of
what
money.
What the hell?
I guess so. We won't
be
having
damn.
Any more Ron Rec shows, will we? Ron's going to send us a postcard.
Fuck, it's over now.
Yeah, that's it. The show's done.
Yep, it's over.
Talk about monkeys dead. Show's over. That's it. Okay, everybody go home. No tell motel time. That's it. Goodbye.
I'm going to look that up. This was about 8-9 years ago.
Take
I'm
a look.
Serious.
Singers are worth, they're one of the most expensive 1911s you could find.
Oh, my
it
God.
It was a private, auction. It was a public auction, an estate auction.
Oh, my God.
An old gentleman there, he passed away, and nobody claimed his property, so they auctioned it off, and this off here was a young guy. He didn't know shit he was doing. But I bought those two guns. I bought some slave chains and some World War II propaganda posters.
What the hell?
What type of propaganda
is it?
I
bought a whole bunch of shit. I have to pull them back. It's been long since I've rolled those things out. They're still in the tubes, man.
Oh, let me know. Maybe you're just in buying the propaganda off you. I can't afford the 1911s.
Well, you know what? I got them still in their holsters.
Oh,
there's
shit.
No holsters.
What?
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd get them out of the holster.
Run!
Get them away from that leather.
Shit.
Well, they're in a controlled environment in my safe.
I don't trust the leather on them because that leather, it's going to hold moisture, and you don't want any pitting or surface rust on that.
Well, trust me, that safe ain't going to get no moisture in it. Trust me. That don't happen.
Well, no, but getting back to it, I don't think World War, we're never going to have an engagement that was as huge worldwide, that style of World War II, and as we had in World War II. And World War I was a learning experience. That was a complete horror show. That was incompetence I can't even tell you what level. How many millions of soldiers died for stupidity? Because what happened was now you're getting into where the machine gun is developed and everything else. But basically, the mentality of the commanders and the armies was still back in the 1800s, where you figured there's a machine gun, load up the cavalry, everybody ride at it with your lances. What?
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were dying needlessly. And now politics got involved with that bullshit, too. Did you ever read about the Ross rifle from Canada?
No.
Canadians couldn't get enough Enfield rifles from the Brits, and they were allied, Commonwealth. So they were fighting alongside the Brits in the beginning, before America got involved in World War I. And they were looking desperately for a rifle that they could arm the Canadian troops with. So they picked the Ross rifle, R-O-S-S. Now, it was an accurate rifle, very accurate. It was a straight pull design, like a manlicker. You know what I mean, Rod? You know, you pull the bolt straight back. It wasn't It wasn't in and down. But the problem was, if you reassembled after cleaning, if you reassembled that bolt the wrong way, either one of two things would happen. Either the bolt would never come out of the rifle again, or when you close it and you put a round into battery, when you put it in the battery, when you pull the trigger, the bolt comes straight back into your face.
Oh.
So now there was a big investigation. They found out that the Prime Minister or whatever of Canada had money invested in the company that was making the rifles.
See? Well, just that.
Shit. So there was a big controversy about that, and they said, no, there's nothing wrong with these rifles. It's okay. It's okay. It was. So, you know what? Politics. When you have a war, and World War II, there was a lot less of the politics deciding what was going on the battlefield. That was minimized. It was General Eisenhower. I mean, yes, Roosevelt had a say to some extent, but Eisenhower could have pulled the plug on D-Day, on Normandy. The decisions were made by the military because they used their tactics, and the military were in charge of the operations over there. They more or less had a free hand. Once the politicians came in, like in Korea, and then it hit the apex in Vietnam,
right.
And then in the beginning of Iraq, in the beginning of Afghanistan, the politicians sort of stayed back, and Bush let the military run the show. But the minute everybody started complaining and bitching and everything, and the politicians started to get involved, now it turned into another Vietnam.
Yeah.
And the politicians came in and started with the rules of engagement, telling our guys, well, you have to be nice to them. No, you can't shoot at the mosques. Well, they're shooting at us from, it doesn't matter. We want to be friendly. We're a happy world now. Since when, if you're at war? They should have let the military do its job, round up the people they had to get rid of the camps, and then pull them out.
Yes.
Not turn it into a game.
Oh, totally. And let's not forget, Mike, how, every huge company has its hand in the war, making everything.
Once the politicians got in, now it becomes another money machine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in World War II, at the end of World War II, when our advanced patrols would pull up on the outside of a German town, the minute they drew fire, say like from Nazi snipers, or the minute they drew fire, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who's calling me. South Carolina. Somebody's calling me.
It's the troll.
From 803. How do they... I don't know who the hell's calling me from that. But anyways, the minute our guys would pull, draw any fire from the town, standard practice, the Army would pull back. They'd call in artillery in the air, and they'd flatten the town.
Mm.
Now, after we did that two or three times, when we pull up on a town, the Burgermeister up in the town would come out with a white flag. And he'd say, please don't destroy my city, my village. Please don't. There's a guy hiding up in the bell tower up there, and there's a tank hiding over there in between the houses. Please don't destroy my... That's what they have to understand. If you go in with and you have a military operation, you've got to use force. Casino, the monastery casino. If this administration was in charge, that casino monastery would have never been bombed.
Mm.
What did we do? We flattened it. Yeah, we rebuilt it after the war. But the Germans were using it as a strong point. We flattened it. They claimed that they were using it for artillery observation, and that there was a German paratrooper unit up there.
Batman. Wow.
But anyways, you're getting a history lesson. I don't want to bore you guys, but...
No, I'm not bored at all. I'm learning.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. It's involved.
Here's one for
so,
you.
What?
The lowest price on that pistol was $350,000, the lowest price.
You think I was kidding, Ron?
Yeah, he just said
wow.
that.
Wow, fuck me.
You think it, you
well,
think
you
I was
better
kidding?
Sell it.
No, no.
Ron,
what?
You're taking us all on a cruise? I could see it
I
now.
Know,
the
car- right.
the
Come
Carnival
on
Ron Wreck Cruise.
No, I'm not going on a cruise.
Oh, why not? Ron's treating.
That's like $700,000. That ain't shit.
What are you talking about, man?
That ain't shit.
Yeah, right.
Here's why I won't sell them, because I'll be taxed for it.
The what?
Huh?
I'll probably find it about four when it's all said and done.
Oh, shit. Ron, you didn't think I was kidding. You thought I was kidding.
I wasn't thinking they were that much money. I knew they were up in the thousands, and I didn't think that kind of fucking money. Wow.
No, Singer's really, really rare.
Mm.
But people never knew that. They don't know. They get the history from television. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah,
well, you know, I never
true.
Looked it up because the whole thing, they're a part of a collection. You know what I mean? I have, you know, like one-of-a-kind guns that, you know,
yep.
made one, at maybe 50 of them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I may have guns like that's why.
Oh, my God. That means you're an evil gun person.
No,
you're part
I'm not.
Of the plague on society, Ron.
I am an antique collector.
No, Ron, you're part of the plague. You're one of those evil gun people. Think of the children, Ron.
Yeah, but Ron, what do you want to...
They're
going to
be coming for
you. I would like...
I let
like,
my kids tee on a... I let my kids tee on a 45. I didn't give a shit. Load and cock.
Oh, now, Ron.
What?
That's too much.
Say what?
Ron didn't do that. Mrs. Reck would have kicked his behind from here to Georgia. From
she
there
wasn't
to
home.
Georgia.
She wasn't home.
Well, she hears you now. She's still going to kick it.
I'll be damned.
I would tell
I guess I made your night.
Yeah, it ruined my day. I'll be damned. Now you make me put them in a real vault system to really take care of them.
Yeah,
get them out of the leather.
No,
get them out of the leather.
Mm-hmm. They're not
but
in the leather in a controlled environment. Safe. My gun.
No, all right. I thought you said they were in the holster.
No, they are in the holster. Yes, and they're in shrink wrap. They've held my ears and sucked out in bags. That's how I got most of my shit sucked in shrink bags. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With silica gel?
You know, by my old shit. What's that?
With silica gel?
No. No, it's a suck bag, man.
Oh, okay.
Bag.
I know what you mean. Where they're vacuumed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Where they're vacuumed.
Right.
So.
Well, okay. Yeah, right. They can't breathe or do nothing. Hmm. And the thing is, that safe's got a control system on it that keeps it at a certain temperature. You know, keeps moisture out. That little fanner that sucks the moisture out, like a dehumidifier, I guess you call it.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Ron, you don't want to sell them and, like, live?
No, I'm going to call my insurance agent tomorrow to insure them for more.
Yeah,
that's
really?
What I'm
that would
yeah.
be a good idea.
Right.
I mean, oh, man, if I had those, I'd sell them in 5 minutes. You
I would,
I mean?
Too.
Why would you sell them? I mean,
because
I don't like
Because, what,
them.
You can't
I
take
really
anything with you. You can't take anything with you.
Well, I don't like money.
Doesn't that travel?
No, but he got children and grandchildren. He has a grandchild, so.
Yeah,
leave
I mean.
Them for them.
Give it to them when they start to tease them. Chew on them.
Yeah, well, you keep on when you start to tease them.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, wow, that's cool. Thanks for that information, Mike. That's cool.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad.
The conversation was meant to be for you, Ron. You
know? I guess so,
yes,
man. But, man, like I said, money, I'm not about it. I'm just, I hate spending money. I hate giving people money. like power companies, I hate them. They hate me. I don't have a power bill. I have no rent or house payment, so I can't bitch.
Well,
and I don't spend much money on stores either. Ever. I live off the land. That's why I like it. I do. I'm serious.
Where do you live?
Everything I consume from here.
Yeah, but not all of us.
I live on a farm, man.
Yeah, he lives up in the Ozark.
I live in the Ozark Mountains.
Excellent.
I'm in God's country. God's country. Beautiful here.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
That sounds beautiful.
I fish and hunt, do all that stuff. It's just, I'm not, what was that one guy, Grizzly Adams? No, I'm not him.
I don't have a bear named Ben.
No. Yeah, I'm positive.
But you're wrong, though. What scares me is you're one of these evil gun people. That's scary. I don't know.
Listen to me. I got all my teeth so far, kids.
All right?
Yeah, what?
I have all my teeth, all my front teeth ain't knocked out like a hillbilly.
I don't know. You can't prove it.
Do you have a shotgun?
No.
No,
of course not.
I bet he has a shotgun, Antoinette. He's one of those evil gun people.
I know he does, too.
I know.
Because you got the mules running around, too.
You said a shotgun?
Ron, did you ever see what's parked? Did I ever show you what's parked in front of my building, my house?
Yes, I did see that. I like to have that for my front yard ornament.
I just posted it again. I don't know what. I don't know if the picture will come up this time. Let's see if it works. Antoinette,
you see it? That's cool. That's nice, man.
40mm, 1942.
I know. That's sweet. That is real nice.
The Jeep is an Army Jeep. It's got the machine gun mount. See it? I got a 1919 deactivated for it.
Yeah, wow. That's a sweet picture, man.
Yeah.
That is too cool.
But I'm lucky. My neighbors, even though I've got some neighbors that are liberals, they leave me alone. They're like, hi, Mike. Hi.
Pointing at their house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of them knows it. I'll take my cigarette and I cup it in my hand, so my hand's upside down, so it's cupped. And I'll say, good evening, how are you doing today? Everything's good, yeah? We are getting ready to invade the next town over. Will you be joining us?
And they're like, no.
Well, they know I'm joking around. They know.
You're coming on your own free will, or you need to...
Yeah. You look awfully familiar. Did you have relatives overseas, maybe? Yeah? No,
yeah,
but
speaking of German, Mike, do you think that Hitler really died when they said he died?
Very much. I know he did.
He's still alive.
Yeah,
he's alive. Bullshit. Hitler's alive. I seen him with Elvis the other day.
He's on the moon.
I remember they were saying that back when I was in school that
Stalin is the one that started that.
Dead.
Stalin started that BS. Stalin didn't want the information out that, they had, what they did when they found the body, the charred remains, they went out and they got the dental technicians that made the bridge for Hitler.
And
they put a whole bunch of different bridges. The Russians did this. This is a fact. They put a whole bunch of different bridges in a box and they told the technicians, pick out the one that you made for Hitler. And both of them picked out the one that was made for Hitler. And then both of those technicians were never seen again.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And,
matter of fact, today, guys, Obama was talking, I said earlier, I seen part of it. I was with some people doing some work, but we still get the monitor, and Obama popped up on there, for the TV. We didn't have the audio on.
Uh-huh.
They were sitting there behind the control board, and we're looking at it. I said, the fuel's on TV. Tell me everybody watch the fuel's on TV.
God.
My son walked in the door of the booth, and I said, what's wrong with you? Why did you hire this fuel? Dad, what the fuck's wrong with you? Yeah, there's a few of us on TV. You hired him. Hired Obama. Yeah, that guy's crazy. Well, at least she knows. Matter of fact, I asked my kid that. Son, why do you think I'm crazy when you know that I am? Shouldn't I think all about it?
Maybe
it's
he keeps
fact.
Hoping that it'll change. Then you'll get some help.
Why are you telling him shit about them pistols? That's a bad thing to talk about. Oh, boy. That's wild. Thanks, Mike. Thanks a lot. That's what I thought my day was going to be. Especially when
see,
I
would
my
tell him,
up.
See,
my
I was
going to
delete this show, but this show got to stay now because I'm going to tell.
Shit. What can I say?
I'm calling Mrs. Wreck and I'm just going to tell her, look, you know you got some things that you just don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah. Look in the gun cabinet.
Girl, when he gets on your nerves, look, now you can really get him. Just get them guns and just go running.
Let's see, wait a minute. I think I bought them before we was married.
Ron, did I ever tell you?
I told her to get them and go running. I ain't told her to get them.
Yeah,
and...
okay. Yeah.
Ron, did I ever tell you what we used to do?
To them. What's that?
Ron, did I ever tell you what we used to do with the that gig that I played in Ville, Colorado, what I used to do for the Nazis? Now, have you ever seen a belly dance show?
Yes.
Okay. You know how the belly dancer has to go around the whole dining room?
Right.
And get tip. I mean, it's boring for the musicians because you
right.
got to take turns doing solos to give this girl enough time to get around the whole dining room so she can get her tip. So
right.
it's like the
right.
Supernatural. I play Greek music. I'm a Greek musician. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I play keyboard. So the bouzouki player turned to me and say, you know, play something. So I'm okay, fine. And she's out there. All right. And then I'll get bored enough, and I'll turn to the bouzouki player. Okay, you play. And he's playing. So what I started to do was I decided, well, since I'm a collector, what the hell? This is back in 1979. And, Vail, what I used to do is I took this song. I just posted a link in the chat room. This song is the
yes.
Nazi national anthem. If you think of this song today in Germany, they lock you up. If you hum it, forget it. They probably shoot you.
Oh, my God.
This song is big time illegal.
Well,
so anyways, what I did was...
Question, Mike.
What?
Let me ask you a question. You know, being a Greek musician, which is really cool music, cool
right.
art, I dig it.
Right.
How do you people feel about heavy metal musicians like myself?
I love it. I love heavy. I love all types of music.
Okay, I didn't know if you had something.
Oh yeah, man, I love all types of music. I think it's fun.
Okay.
It's great. It's got a lot of energy. It's great. But what I did to the song, the tune, was I morphed that Nazi national anthem into the belly dance rhythm. So instead of the German, version
lovely.
Is right. The German
Why
version
not?
Is what? The German version is. What I did was, and she didn't know the difference. She's out there shaking her stuff, and nobody knew what the hell we were doing except the bouzouki player and I, and we'd watch the audience. And I'd say once a week, you'd see one face, blank stare, all of a sudden look up out of the audience staring at us with a blank look on its face, and the bouzouki player turned to me all the time and go, we got one over there, table number 3. It was like fishing for Nazis.
Oh, my God.
It was
what?
Hysterical. And then every now and then, one of them would come up to afterwards, and they come up to you and go, it's a song you play for the belly dancer. Where did you learn this? And
yeah,
I say, it's Byzantine. Do you have you heard a version of it somewhere? I don't think so. Why did you play this?
Oh,
you know, the bouzouki player kept telling me, you know, you should tell him, we have been watching you. We know where you are.
Yeah.
Just to freak them out. You know, but talk about a memory jolt. Here's this guy, you know, because there were a lot of Europeans that used to go skiing in Vail.
Right.
And the last thing they'd expect to see at a belly dance show was that tune morphed into a belly dance 4x, you know. So pretty good.
That wild.
Yeah, I got a warped sense of humor when it comes to it.
I hate to say this, y'all.
But we're about out of time.
Yes, we're down to 5 minutes.
Well, listen, it was great talking to everybody. I hope I didn't bore you with the history stuff.
Yeah.
No, I
no,
love it.
No,
excellent,
no, the history was fascinating. Thank you so much.
And plus, Ron hit the lottery now, so he's happy.
Yeah,
so he had a good
chance.
Well,
no kidding.
Well, maybe to some people, but not to me. No.
Oh, come on. Yeah,
I'm
isn't
not
it funny?
Into money, Mark.
Even though it's worth money,
money,
you know what it is? It's fun.
Yeah.
I love enjoying I can't sell what I own.
But here's what I'm telling you. It ain't just the fact that I own those things. It's the reason of it. I love the history of it.
The history
of it. That's the more I'm into. Right, the history of it, right. And I, like I said, I bought them on. They were there. Nobody else was hitting on them. You know, me and another old guy was going at it over a little bit. You know, there wasn't that many people there that really knew nothing about them, you know. And they looked like, you know, just looked old. Just, you know, they look like they can function. They do. They work function perfectly with mine. You know, of course, I had oiled them. They were starving for oil, but you know, I didn't modify nothing, didn't change nothing. Oil them up, soaked them to death, and they're greasy. Now you grab all the oil as well, but that's why I pack them. I don't want no moisture on them. You know what I mean? Because I mean,
don't
the future,
change the springs.
Might, No, I never touched nothing. I never took them apart. Never.
I'd love to know the history of those guns, though, you know?
I forget who ended up with the Singers.
I
think Army Air Corps ended up. Was it the Air Corps, I think? I think they were the ones that ended up with a bunch of the Singers. And a lot of those are probably at the bottom of the ocean when planes went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to take a look at the history of these. I'm going to pull the numbers off them again and, you know, take a look at it. I mean, I got the numbers off them somewhere, but I'm going to pull that number again and take a look. See where they came from, where they, you know, who were they issued to, maybe find out the history of them. You know what I mean? That'd be fun to do with. You know,
definitely.
More authentic.
Yep.
Because they did make copies. There was actually some bootleg copies of the same gun. I hate to tell you that. I just read that article a while ago. It showed that people did make fakes of those. So they could be fake, too. They could be worthless.
I doubt it.
But the fake ones, even the fake ones go for about $10,000.
Wow.
I never heard of a fake Singer because there are ways to tell. Yeah, I mean, you can't take a blank slide and all of a sudden duplicate it exactly.
Right. I know, but I'm telling you, they're saying there's some out there. You know? Some with that kind of money, that somebody will make it. They'll make a counterfeit of it.
Yeah,
that's true. They do that shit, Mike. That's just
yeah, but
crazy.
Now the collectors are going to forensics. You know that they're using scanning electron microscopes and metallurgy to identify.
That,
I mean, a German Knight's Cross used to be right. I mean, I got a Knight's Cross in my collection that's worth $10,000. One Knight's Cross.
Right.
But with metallurgy and looking for dye flaws, you can tell the specific manufacturer and identify whether it's real or fake.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to be cut off. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, we're about out.
Guys,
all right, kids.
Great conversation with everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ron.
Have a good night.
Have a good
night.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Nice meeting you, Supernatural.
Hey, you too.
Yes, it was so nice to finally hear your voice.
Thank you,
Anna. Good
night, Jackie and Gunn.